Dear friends, wherever you are on this very planet, once again, it is a delight and pleasure to welcome each and every one of you, irrespective of where you are, this very evening on this very Sunday. Today is the 22nd day of February in the year of our Lord, 2015, with the time now standing at 8 minutes past 7 p.m. here in London, in the United Kingdom. We must welcome each and every one of you by always saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. We have our beloved Biafrans and family members in the Far Eastern part of the world, those of them in Indonesia, in China, in Taiwan, the ones in Malaysia, the ones in Thailand, the ones in China, the ones in Hong Kong, the ones in Vietnam, those of you in Cambodia, wherever you go to. Even in the Philippines, you have Biafrans congregating this very moment to listen to this very gospel that we have sworn to bring to you every blessed day without fail. Therefore, you will tell those of them around you, you will go out and continue to preach this very gospel, draw them nearer to the source of truth, you will bring them closer to the knowledge, to the understanding, to the enlightenment that will collectively deliver the kingdom of God upon the face of this very earth, and that very place is called Biafra. I must welcome you. Before any advent, before we go any further, I must remind each and every one of you that the restoration of Biafra is the responsibility of each and every one of us. Everybody has a part to play. You have a role to play. It may be very minor, it may appear insignificant, but collectively it will deliver that very objective, that very goal which we are seeking, which is our freedom, our liberation, our removal from the entity of darkness and iniquity, our removal from the damnable contraption designed by the agents of Satan, designed by Britain to emasculate, more or less, our potentials, to make sure that we remain continually suppressed, to make sure that we will be born into bondage, we live in bondage, and we die in bondage without fulfilling our potential, without doing the things that we came here to do. Therefore, our duty and responsibility is to reverse each and every of this effort by Lucifer and agents of darkness, and in so doing ensure that the restoration of God's own kingdom upon the face of the earth is accomplished this very year, or the beginning of it will be done this year, because by the end of this very year, things can no longer be the same. 31st of December 2015, things will never be the same. People will no longer talk about the zoo the way they talk about it now. You will begin to see clear, visible signs that the edifice to Satan that the British concocted and named Nigeria will no longer be that way anymore. We need men. I don't mean boys. We need men. We need strong, able-bodied men. 100 of you. And we burn the zoo down. We reduce it to nothing. People must know how serious we are sounding all this warning, so that when it happens, you will not say, oh, we were not told, or another vagabond from somewhere will come to try and claim credit for it. We tell you what we are going to do before we do it, so you understand how serious we are. Our quest is Biafra. We have not come to be bribed, to be purchased, to be bamboozled, to be cheated. We have not come that our attention may be diverted or floated away somewhere else. We have come to accomplish this very effort. And that effort is to restore Biafra in truth and honesty. And that is exactly what we are going to do. Nothing is going to stop us. Men will try. Those of them yapping every day about Biafra in one inconsequential corner or other will try. Those of them born by Hausa Fulani who think they can take away this very project from those of them ordained by heaven to drive its affairs, your doom is very close. Very, very close, because there will be no forgiveness. None whatsoever. Our people are dying. I don't know if some of you understand this. Do you know that we are dying every blessed day? Are you aware of the fact that Aba is covered in refuse? Do you know that Aba is more or less a dustbin? Aba weba ne pufa here. Are you aware of that? Do you know that people are dying of cholera in Oboi? Are you people aware that you are being killed and nobody is talking about it because Ohanaeze they took bribe not to talk about it? Are you aware that your sons and your children are being slaughtered and massacred in Ugwu Hausa and being buried in mass graves with nobody talking about it? Are you aware that Igbo businesses are being burnt down in Lagos? Are some of you even, are you aware of these things? The same shop, they will burn it down, they will rebuild it and quadruple the rent. And you go and rent and you begin to do your useless buying and selling. Are you aware of the fact that the dwindling value of the Naira means that people can no longer import things? Are you aware of the fact that little children do not go to school? Are you aware of the fact that Jonathan is giving our WhatsApp people food for free? Hey, Mary, for free. Are you aware that there is no passable road in Biafra land? Are you aware there is no federal government presence in Biafra land? Are you also aware that there is no factory that employs more than 50 people in Biafra land making anything meaningful? Are you aware there is no electricity? Are you aware that there is no light? Are you aware that Rocha Sokoracha has brought Islam to the heart of Biafra land? Oweeri. Are you aware of that? Are you also aware that your daughters are prostitutes and your boys are basically fraudsters? Are you aware of that? Are you aware of the fact that your people are this very moment walking through Sahara Desert being killed by our Safola and relatives in the desert? Some of them will get lost. Some of them will die of dehydration. Where they fall, vultures will eat them. Are you aware of that? Do you know that when they make it to the northern part of Europe and try to cross into Europe, that most of them will drown trying to do so? Are you aware of all these things and you're still keeping quiet? Are you aware that Buhari is in London trying to cement the pact of the underworld to ensure that we are kept as slaves to Hausa Fulani Unbelievable. Are you aware of all these things? And are you also aware of the fact that sizable proportion of people cannot receive Radio Biafra because it costs money to propagate Radio Biafra signal? Some of you don't know, it costs a hell lot of money to do so. Are you also aware that some of us are so stupid to the point of saying, "Unu ganiga mota Biafra unu mota anya bia"? Do you now see why Awosa people are ruling us? Do you understand why somebody will carry cattle into your mother's farm and rape your mother in her own farm and nobody will say anything about it? Do you now understand why those of them that go to Abuja are hell-bent on impoverishing everybody? Do you see why there are dead corpses on the road? People are dying, abandoned to rot away in the middle of the road. Do you understand that we have people like Theodore, they call Ochendo, Global, Diabro of Abia State, they call the governor? Are you aware that he's moving the wife to House of Reps, the son to House of Assembly, building a political dynasty? Are you people aware of all these things? Are you also aware that Chibuike Amaechi is effectively emptying the coffers of River State in order to fund APC? Are you aware of that? Do you understand how hopeless Jonathan is? Do you understand the choices that confront you every blessed day? These are the questions you need to ask yourself, and you must provide answers to them. What we do here is to guide you in the path, on the very path which you must take in order to come to the right decision, the right understanding, the right awareness regarding all the circumstances that surround you, making your life impossible, and what you need to do to extricate yourself from this very disaster that is not only imminent, but is every day unfolding before our eyes. 7-year-old suicide bombers. Can you believe that? These people are prepared. They pay their fighters $3,000. We are even struggling to buy petrol to put into one of our systems at Enugu. People are complaining, we cannot hear Radio Biafra. Petrol, we cannot buy petrol. People don't understand that this thing costs a lot of money to run. They think it is easy. Man, buying and selling. It is so cheap to buy something and to sell. To manufacture is very, very difficult. That was why we had no media up until now. Now that it has come, I don't know why some of you are reluctant to do everything you can to support. I'm not sure that FM Enugu is working this evening, and I'm not sure they have petrol this evening. Some of you don't understand. You think it is easy. No, it is not. That is why it's called a struggle. You have to keep fighting. You have to keep struggling until you attain your freedom. That is the prize. The prize you get for participating in IPOB, the prize you get for making sure that we stay on air, the prize you get for making sure that Biafra comes is that in the end you'll be free. That is the meaning of it. And this is Radio Biafra. I will go on, of course, to offer everything that we are to Chukwuma Abiamah in absolute submission to his will, because he is the creator of the heavens and this very earth. Therefore, every prayer we have offered today, every supplication we have made, every knee that we have bent, every head we have bowed, every prayer, everything that we have said directed towards heaven, we do so because we know that Chukwu Abiamah is God, and we know that in the end, as Biafra comes, every honor and glory will belong to his majestic name now and forever. That is why we are here. We have come to fulfill the will of heaven, because Biafra must come. The reason why Biafra will come is because it is the word of God. That is what he said. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. That kingdom is going to come, as prayed for by Yeshua. And for that very reason, I have no doubt, I have no fear, I don't entertain any shred of dissension in my heart, knowing fully well that Biafra is coming and there is nothing man can do about it. It is beyond the realm of what man can do to stop. It is now firmly in the firmament of the spirit, within the spiritual realm, that the coming of this kingdom must herald the beginning of everything good about the creation of Chukwuebiama. Therefore, I will ask you for the very final time this evening to go out and tell your friends and your family how you are receiving, how you are listening to Radio Biafra. You will go out and tell them that this very gospel is designed to achieve only one singular objective, that is to restore Biafra in truth and honesty. Biafra of liars and cheats will not come, and I will not belong to it. A Biafra of the behavior and attitude of Nigerians, I don't want to be a part of it. A Biafra of bribery and corruption, heaven forbid. Instead of Biafra to come as a replication of the condemned entity called the Zoological Republic, it is better for Chukwuebiama to wipe all of us away. Biafra must come in truth and honesty. And that is why we, piloting the affairs of the indigenous people of Biafra, must remain incorruptible before God and before man. Incorruptible, whiter than white and whiter than snow. Our heart must be pure, our hands must be clean, that we may preach this very gospel and be worthy of it. We are not hypocrites and can never be. We cannot say one thing and do another. Anything we say we are going to do, invariably we do it. We cannot lead our people astray. We cannot deny them their basic understanding, their basic right to appreciate that everything we do here is governed by the principle of truthfulness. As long as we speak the truth, Biafra will come. As long as we work very hard, Biafra will come. That is why we don't intend to retreat nor surrender. That is why it is either Biafra comes or nothing will live. In that very process, we maintain our incorruptibility. We maintain every blessed day that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. Those of them in the Scandinavia that thought they can break ranks and do whatever they like, they are coming to that very realization. We forgive them, but they have to go to the back of the queue. They can no longer lead. They know who they are. They know those I'm talking about. You go back to the queue and start from there as a lesson for others. But our families in Scandinavia, in Denmark and in Finland, in Norway, are very, very strong. Don't beg. Go back to the back of the queue. We don't even want to hear your voice on the air saying you're begging for forgiveness. Go to the back of the queue and start from there. As simple as that. Because some of you don't understand what we are doing. You think this is some kind of joke. Some of you will be very, very shocked. As Michael Iranya, our national in Italy, will say, one very single day it will happen. And then you say, you will knock and say you want to belong. We tell you no, we don't know who you are. It's as simple as that. If you don't identify with us now, you will never, ever identify with us. Once we commence our march, anybody who did not offer us any help up until that point, we don't need your help anymore. As simple as that. We have an army to feed. We have men to move from country to country. We have to provide them accommodation. We have to give them the weapons with which to train and the gear with which to fight as well. These things cost a fortune. We may be black African people, but we reason differently. We plan ahead. That is why we never fail. That is why this is Radio Biafra. And that is why Chukwuebiama will always be with us. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, right across this very planet, the very commander of all her loyal forces, disciplined, of course, and in the same vein, the director of Radio Biafra. By the very special grace of the same Chukwuebiama, the creator of the heavens and the earth that we beckon upon every blessed day, I will now, tomorrow, and forever remain a very faithful and loyal servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. That is my job and I must do it. I will not fail. Some of you will fail, but this particular job I am asked to do, I will not fail. Have I failed before? The answer is no. What makes you think I will fail in the future? We can only get stronger. Because the more we sail, the more the stronger wind comes behind us. This is Radio Biafra. I will wait for the barrister to join me as soon as he is able to. I will welcome him and, of course, introduce him to the entirety of Biafran family right across this very planet. But for now and this very second, we must welcome each and every one of you once again. And I presume that you also have welcomed those of them who are around you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct on this very Sunday, the 22nd of February. And as soon as I said, barrister can get to me, he will come to me. The numbers to call this evening when our lines open will, as always, remain +44 208 133 9974. I repeat, +44 208 133 9974. We are also on +44 78 313 0836 +44 78 313 0836. With that same number I've just pronounced now, you can get us on Tango. You will also be able to get us on Viber and also send us messages on WhatsApp. If your message is acceptable to us in terms of the gravitas and in terms of the knowledge it's conveying to us, I will read it out on air. We are also on, please, this number is very, very important as well. 090-907-76589. This number is in Biafra land, please. Very, very important. If you want to find out what we are doing, if you want to participate, if you want to give us any assistance or help, if you know where we can get petrol to go and put in our generator at Enugu so that we can run Radio Biafra CHK 97.6. Please, this is the number to call. 090-907-76589. We are also on Skype on Radio Biafra. All one word. Radio Biafra on Skype. We are there. Once again, we are on Tango. We are on Viber. We are on WhatsApp. And you need only one single number to be able to get through to us on all those platforms, +44 783 130 8376. And I must also mention that if you are not listening to us on CHK 97.6 Biafra FM, you will be listening to us via satellite. If you are not on satellite, you must be listening to us via any of our portals online, which is www.radiobiafra.co. We are also on tuning.com. Radio Biafra can be found on ipob.org. Also on indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. We are on rblworld.tv. Radio Biafra is also on radioforest.net. If you are lost, go to Google, type in Radio Biafra, and the rest will be very, very easy for you. Let me, at this very moment in time, welcome the very eminent barrister himself, Barrister Mamizu, accomplished and an attorney at law. Barrister, I wonder if you can hear me.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, Barrister. Please, you may proceed. The entirety of humanity is listening, and they are waiting for you. Please, go ahead.
Fellow Biafrans, once again, we are with you, as always. We come to you twice daily, AM, PM. If you miss PM, you wait us on AM. We bring you news, views, analysis here on Radio Biafra, and of course we're interactive. Whatever is in your mind, anything, suggestions, opinions on how to restore where we came from, that will be our joy. Whatever you have in stock, starting from financial support, to military support, to everything you can muster to relieve the Biafrans of the killings and the atrocious nature of expired Nigeria, a seven-year-old child strapped with explosives to destroy What kind of a world is this? What amazes me most is the British that preaches about human rights and all the rest of it, they preach about dog rights, chicken rights, animal rights, and every right that you can count on earth. They are not saying anything. Instead, Buhari came here, they welcome him with open arms, just for the sake of oil. Great Britain and their people, are you sleeping? That our people are dying and it's no concern of yours. Our children are being starved. It's no concern of yours. What a shame that you preach good, you don't practice it. What a shame that Biafrans have been denied of their rightful living. Everything has been brought here, shipped here into Britain. One world is living nicely. The producers of this world that is living nicely came from a land called Biafra. If you don't help us, we help ourselves. It's most unfortunate that some of our people are still living in stupidness. They do not want to know more about their own well-being. We are being treated lower than dogs, because dogs here in this country, they have rights. But we don't. And we call on Biafrans on a daily basis to open your eyes and see that all of you are falling to abyss without even looking back on how to make a U-turn on your dilemmas. Everybody's happy. We're all trading. The few who are still left abroad are unconcerned for the call. We've been going to 4 years now. We've been very active and reactive in what we do. We preach here on air every day, calling upon our people, make your contributions, support. We even having more foreigners supporting this quest for the restoration of Biafra than the Biafrans themselves. Some give excuses as if one day they will not die. It's up to you, but here we have decided that Biafra must come. That is our allegiance we have all to our people and to the nature of Biafra land. Don't say you are not told. Do not say you did not hear about Biafra, because we broadcasted for a long time. We broadcast on FM, on the line, on Facebook. You cannot say you don't hear about Radio Biafra. So if you can't go online, you can hear it on transistor radio that uses only battery. Battery is very common. It's the most common commodity you can ever find in the zoo or in Africa in general. Our people, all these calls should not fall on deaf ears. We maintain our own capacity as to accommodate everybody who wants to join us in the restoration of Biafra. Director Ntamenia.
Thank you, Barrister. Thank you very, very much. Always a delight and pleasure to have you with us. And this very evening, as with the rest of the evenings in times gone by, you will remain with us. Thank you very much. The very unmistakable voice of Barrister Mamezu. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. I must welcome those of you joining us for the very first time. We welcome you to our daily broadcast twice every blessed day. We can sometimes. One thing never fails. Our evening broadcast will always be here. 7 p.m. here in London. 8 p.m. in the beloved and accepted land of Biafra. I regret to announce that those of them around Enugu, they are not listening to CHK this evening because there is no petrol. As simple as that. We use generator, of course. What do you expect? And we need to buy petrol. There is no petrol. It's as simple as that. Those of you from Enugu should perhaps get together and know how you can ensure constant supply of fuel so that your people in Enugu will be able to receive us every blessed day. Very, very important. Anywhere we have a relay station, that very people, that very state will be responsible for fueling it. Very, very important. We have nearly 7 now. We need to make sure that they are fueled every blessed day. If people say, oh, I'm a Biafran. No. If there is no petrol, they cannot listen to us. I'm sure in Enugu this evening, they're not listening. It's as simple as that. I don't know what else we have to do. unless you want us to leave freedom fighting and go into, I don't know, is it oil bunkering, or go into, what is it called again? Into refinery, to start refining crude oil, to get petrol to put into our generators. Somebody must, somewhere must take responsibility for that. Enugu people, Enugu FM is not working today because there is no petrol. The one we have in two, in Imo State, they are the ones fueling it. They are the ones fueling it. Although people are fueling the one in Olu, they do, they don't bother us. The one in Enugu should be fueled by Enugu people as well, please. And also, the one in Anioma should be fueled by Anioma people. You all get together, how you do it, I don't know. I have given you a number before. If you arrange yourselves together, you call 090-907-76589. Call that number and tell them how you're going to fuel the relay station in your village. Biafra belongs to everybody. Doesn't belong to me. This is Radio Biafra. We must now go ahead to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary. Those of you with anything very important to say can always, I know who you are, always inbox me whilst I am live on air. And I'm grateful to those of you that sent me the list of the police commissioners yesterday. If I have time today, I will be able to go through it. But what I have time to go through today is the list of people who are unemployed in the zoo. The list of young people who are unemployed. Every blessed day we come here to preach this very gospel. Every blessed day we bring you news items from the ubiquitously named Zoological Republic called Nigeria. Nigeria, a name without meaning. Like somebody answering Collins. Somebody answering Henry. These are names that has no meaning where you come from. The same thing with Nigeria. Nigeria has no meaning. Because of that, there is nothing you do in the country that will ever make sense. Because the country itself doesn't make any sense. Before the white man came, people who were non-Muslims were on their own. Children of God were on their own. Those worshipping idol were on their own, Yoruba people. And those of them who are more interested in drinking the blood and milk of cattle were on their own. There was no problem. As soon as the British came, decided in their own infinite wisdom to bring everybody together, things went from good to bad, from bad to worse. That is what we are suffering today. That is why today there is mass unemployment. Most of you don't know this, but I'm about to tell you tonight. Because this is the finest university you can get anywhere in the world. If you're not listening to Radio Biafra, you're not intelligent enough to absorb what is being preached here. Radio Biafra is where people come to. They go back and they lie to their wives and their partners. They say, no, I don't listen. But they are the first people that will tell you what they heard on Radio Biafra. Millions of people all over the world. They listen to us. Why do they do so? Because they may not like what we are saying, but deep down they know it's the truth. And because truth is consistent, it never changes. That is why they will always come here to listen. Before the white man came, I'm telling you tonight, in the entire Biafra land and Igbo land especially, there was nobody who had no employment. Everybody was employed. I'm going to repeat what I said so you understand it very carefully. Before the white man came, before the agents of darkness and Lucifer came, as our brother showed us yesterday in the Bible, very cleverly, that the only reason why they came was to bring the word of God that we abandoned, to remind us as to who we are. When these agents of darkness were coming, the daughters and the sons of Edom, when they were coming to us, they came to us and they met us. White people testified in their own writings that they never came across any community where people were idle. In other words, everybody was employed. There was no unemployment. No unemployment. Everybody, when we say all this employment, unemployment, people don't quite know what you do to survive. Everybody had something they had to do in order to get income to feed their families, everybody by none. If you go back to some villages today and ask them, they will tell you that there is a village you will go to. In the morning, you will not see any man or woman. In the evening, they all come back. If you're a hunter, you go hunting. If you're a wine tapper, you go. If you're a craftsman, if you're an artisan. So anything you can do, you must go and do it in order to benefit the wider society. But today, what do we have? Unemployment since the white man came. They said if you go to school, after graduation, you get jobs. You must be dreaming. And something has happened. That is why anything you hear on Radio Biafra is correct. I give them credit for finding out why the zoo will end this year. The number of young people unemployed makes the survival of the zoo called Nigeria impossible. I repeat, the number of unemployed graduates, the number of unemployed people, even those who are not graduates, is so high that all it needs is a very simple spark and the whole place will explode. The anger and rage and frustration locked up inside young men and women, once it is ignited, the zoo will disintegrate to ashes. That's what we're counting upon. And fortunately for them, they have identified it. Yes, we are recalling back our armies from all over the world. There are some things we don't say publicly that are separate and private. Unemployed, very resourceful, very intelligent. They are like a kind of a coiled spring waiting to unleash the force there is within. 2015 is the year we do it. This very year, not next year. Be very, very mindful of that very fact. As way of headline this evening, because some of you don't quite understand, that every condition is in place for a revolution in the zoo. Every condition is in place. What I am telling our coordinators, if this very message touches you, please go very, very quietly to your coordinator anywhere outside the zoo to identify yourself. In each country, we need one person that can go to prison for up to 20 years for Biafra, if you believe in Biafra. Because these criminals, they will run outside, and when they come outside, we'll kill them. I don't know if you follow what we're saying. You see, we have not come to just fight for Biafra for the sake of fighting for freedom. There are some people that will need to be taught a lesson. In each of the, if it touches you, we don't want you to come out, not tonight. Think about it for about a week. If you can give us 10, 15, 20 years of your time for your country, if you cannot sacrifice your life in the battlefield and you think you can do so and you're living outside, approach your national coordinator. It shouldn't be announced publicly. We need such people, because these vagabonds, they will run to Europe. They will come to London. They will run to New York. They will run to Chicago. They will run to Los Angeles. We need people who are prepared to go to prison so that anybody coming after them will know not to tamper with public funds or make life difficult for poor people anymore. That is why they must understand. If they know what we have in store for them, they will just say, "Ndiaburo wahagawa." Give them Biafra, let them go. And I don't want them to give us Biafra like that. You must understand. As I have said before, we must fight for Biafra. I don't want Biafra negotiated by peace. I don't want peaceful actualization. Peaceful actualization of your liberation and freedom, as if that type of nonsense ever existed anywhere in history. Youth unemployment, Nigeria on gunpowder, according to senators and reps, ex-senators and reps. The same people responsible for the unemployment, they are the ones lamenting. That is something about the brain of a black person I don't quite understand. These are the people responsible for the mess, the ex-senators and reps. Those of them importing champagne from the south of France with their names on it. They go and they customize Lamborghini, they customize Ferrari with the money meant to go and invest in the future of their children. They just pack up their families and send them abroad, and every other person can die. Today they're complaining. Youth unemployment, that the zoo is sitting on a gunpowder. Most of you don't know. The zoo is finished. The only thing you can see is the veneer of tranquility or normalcy is fake. Scratch the surface of it, you will see pent-up animosity and anger. And we are going to ignite it this year. Those who leave can then continue. But this very year, the zoo will burn. This year. I don't care what they do in Yoruba land. The very land where I come from is Biafra land. I am telling them because I want them to move as many troops as possible into Biafra land. I want them to do everything humanly possible to secure it. That is how we want to fight. Because this time around, we have come with something that we never had in 67 to 70. We have come, we have sense, you know that very well. After all, without money, I say without money because it's peanuts. We are on radio, we are on satellite, we are online broadcasting every blessed day. With nothing. Imagine what we can do if we have something. We sink, they will wake up one morning if you'll be looking into the abyss. You wake up one morning, some places will be missing. I don't believe in terrorism. That is for idiots who are cowards. I don't believe in terrorism. You tell your enemy you are coming and then you come. You meet your enemy however they want it. You defeat them. And that's exactly what we are going to do. We are telling them this year they must either stay away from the land of Biafra or they will die there. That is a promise. They will say, oh, remember the past. We will try and starve you. But you're talking rubbish. We can grow food with fluorescent light. For your information, we can use solar power. Not we can. We will use ordinary solar power to grow food underground with fluorescent light. We will grow tomatoes from test tube. They must understand. So all of those things that were in place 67 to 70 that made the blockade to be very easy no longer obtains. Youth unemployment in the zoo. The zoo is sitting on a gunpowder, according to who? Ex-senators and reps. The same people responsible for looting the treasury. The same people incapable of stitching together any policies. The same people who don't love you. They claim they do. All you do is you vote for them into power and they buy houses in London. Even Buhari has a flat in London. Everybody does. And where are you? You are doing security guard somewhere. Or you are doing care work. And you say you are a Nigerian. Must be ashamed of yourself. Youth unemployment on the zoo is so high that they are sitting on a gunpowder, according to ex-senators and House of Reps members. The essence of criminality is embodied in any zoo politician. 9-year-old suicide bomber hits Potiskum, kills herself and 5 others. Did I say 7? I was saying 9. 7 years old. They groom them young, yet Obama stands up to tell the world Islam is a religion of peace. People talk so much garbage. Islam means war and destruction. That is why I respect the Bible, especially Old Testament. I do. With astonishing clarity and consistency, everything in the Old Testament always comes to pass. Always without fail, not subject to human interpretation, always comes to pass. It was there we read through with the help of our brother yesterday that these people we are designed to kill. That is their job. Ishmael was blessed. Yes, you'll be many, but you will be like a wild donkey of a man. Wild. These people are mad. Islam. They are insane. You cannot cure them. No amount of medication can cure them. It's in the scriptures. We read it here on Radio Biafra. 7 years old. The father and the mother groomed the child to become a suicide bomber. That tells you all you need to know. Before they will use Israel as an excuse. Is there any Israeli settlement in Potiskum? You ask them why suicide bombing? They say it's Israel. Israel. This. Oh, God. Oh, Britain. Oh, God. Britain, it can never ever be well with you for the zoo you created. And I don't blame them that much. I blame us for not doing anything about it. We lost a war in 70. Everybody went into buying and selling. You started to cheat yourselves to the point that Owusu-Ike came up with a scheme, a sham to defraud people. As somebody said yesterday, our dear brother said yesterday, I liken Owazurike to the coming of the white man. You brought the Bible, which is the word of God, hoping to use it to cheat us. But you don't know, all you did was to, it's like a car that is, the battery is down, trying to start it. You brought another battery to jumpstart it, to jumpstart the car. It cannot run on its own. Exactly what Owazurike brought Biafra to use it to cheat and to eat money, to become relevant. He didn't know that he was beginning to wake up certain things in certain people. As our brother, that is what I have been looking for a long time. He said, this is where it is. This is the reason why white people from Europe brought the word of God to Biafra land. God said they will bring it. He will send them to bring it. And they did. And that is why Chukwu Abiama must be praised at all times. Seven-year-old suicide bomber. Astonishing. Astonishing. Unbelievable by every stretch of the imagination. Unbelievable. Invasion as calls flee logo communities. The zoo is crumbling every blessed day. Some of you don't know because CNN, somebody was commenting on Facebook on Radio Biafra London. She said, if you want to get the correct news, go and follow CNN. That was when something somebody posted yesterday also on Radio Biafra London forum on Facebook, that there was a black American that said, I saved 1,000. But there were the other 1,000 he couldn't save because they didn't know they were slaves. He saved, I'm not sure I'm getting the quotation correct. This man is a black man. He was freeing black slaves in the southern part of the USA. He said he freed thousands of them, or was it 1,000 or thereabout? But he could have freed more, another 1,000. But these other ones, they didn't know they were slaves. Black people. They didn't know they were slaves. The same thing is happening. Somebody is telling you, if you want the truth, go to a white man's run company. Because you're black, you cannot do anything. Chai, God in heaven. Why did you create some of us? Why bother? Why are you stressing yourself creating human beings that cannot reason like human beings? They are just beings, they are not human. There is a reason why the word human came into it. There is something special, because a cow is a being, is an entity. A goat is a being, is an entity. Human alters the equation. It means something special is there. But I'm afraid to say it is lacking in black African people. That is a statement of fact. If you come on air, I'll prove it to you. Invasion, people are fleeing. If CNN is not talking about it, it's not true. Or it shouldn't be believed or taken seriously. So CNN, we're telling you that things are all over the place. Come in and send your reporters in. We'll welcome them. That is what our people said. If you want to believe anything. Hey, this OG. Black people. Black. Very, very poor indeed. Mentally poor. Inability to reason properly. Refugee crisis as herdsmen kill villagers of Benue State. The same people that fought against Biafra and killed us. I'm even talking about Lower Benue, part of Biafra land themselves. They behave the same way as people from the so-called Niger Delta. Betrayal. They betrayed us to Hausa people. Today, Hausa people are killing them. I told anybody who moved, including cancer, why is it that even Jonathan's village is not developed today? An Igbo man is your problem, yes? Then now, Hausa man is your friend. Show me your development. Show it to me. Compare your life now with when you were under the governorship of Dr. Michael Opara in the old Eastern region. Ask your fathers. When did Port Harcourt acquire the name Garden City? Was it not under an Igbo man, Dr. Michael Opara? Is that not correct? How can you name a place a garden city if it doesn't look like a garden? The garden city then. Now Hausa man is in charge. What does it look like? More like a pigsty, more or less. Refugee crisis has men killed those of them in Benue. They are killing them there. And may they continue. 2015 polls, 20 million will be disenfranchised. 20 million of you baboons in the zoo will not vote. 20 million monkeys will not vote in the zoo. And Ban Ki-moon is calling you to go and vote. Nobody is telling Ban Ki-moon that 20 million people cannot be able to vote because of the rampant corruption, incessant incompetence that you cannot even begin to quantify. Incompetence. Incompetence and corruption. Stupidity mixed with ignorance. Very deadly combination. Very, very deadly. That is why the zoo can... Let them go to vote now. Vote and you all die off there. All of you chatting for vote, go and buy a coffin for your mother and your father because you go there to bury them. There are PDP Secretary at Bontida and Nasarawa. These are those calling for voting. Go and vote. You give us our franchise. But PDP Secretary at Nasarawa has been burnt down. Now, imagine in a place where the secretariat has been burnt down, do you think anybody from PDP can win there? If they can burn down the secretariat, what would they do to you if you win? But of course, I do apologize, please. You are black people and reasoning doesn't just come to you easily. It takes years. So maybe what I'm saying now, in 2017, it will become clearer. You cannot have this level of mayhem, this level of killings, this level of burning things down, and then you expect a peaceful outcome after the election. Who is going to concede to who? Especially when Awosa wants power because Naira is falling. The economy is biting. They cannot do anything to survive apart from oil. So they need their hands on this oil. They need it. Awosa, oh my God in heaven. They need it. Awosa Fulani, come back. Awosa is the front. Fulani is controlling them from the back. It's Fulani that is in charge, not Awosa. Awosa is a fulu-fulu. If Fulani says go and commit haram, they go and commit haram. I think haram is sin. It means sin. Haram. Northern PDP leaders scared to tell Jonathan the truth. We'll find out this evening what those truths are. We continue. Ohanaeze sold Igbo interest to endorse Jonathan, according to Chekwas Okoria of UPP. He's a presidential candidate. Why is Chekwas Okoria poor? He is poor because he does not compromise. Chekwas Okoria is not flamboyantly rich because he has your interest at heart. Anybody who serves you dies a very poor person. I'm telling you. Igbo people, very, very difficult set of human beings. Sometimes they leave difficulty and they go into monumental ignorance, thinking they are clever. That is, you know, that is the worst part of it. Somebody who is daft and they think they are clever. That is very, very distressing. Ohanaeze Ndigbo sold Igbo interest to endorse Jonathan. Of course, they sold it. Broken here on Radio Biafra a long time ago with their 5 billion. First broken on Radio Biafra. 5 billion. I think you have sense now. Ohanaeze have shown you Igbo sense. Sell everybody and put the money in the pocket. Mad people. Popular Nigerian pastors followed by Igbo people were all born Muslims. All those people you follow. Do you know they were Alakoba before? They were Muslims now. You didn't quite believe me, did you? Today we have some proof for you. That is why anything you hear on Radio Biafra is correct. It may be paining you when I tell you anybody who went to church today or is about to go to church to kneel before a Yoruba pastor should is lower than a pig. You are lower than a pig. You don't know anything. These people were Muslims before. Don't you know that? Muslims they are. I have the proof. I will read it out for you so that you understand it very clearly and very well. That Radio Biafra is where you come to and the truth to be spoken. It doesn't matter if you're upset. Even if you're upset, and then so what? The answer is yes, so you have to accept it. Of course, your tiny Biafran sense will kick in. You know, they asked the so-called Niger Delta people, why are you betraying your own kind? They said it's because, you know, if you cannot beat them, you follow them. And now what's a man will come from the Sahel region, Sahel, near Mali, and come to Pobo. and tell you that your own brother, that Chukwu Abiama made two of you together, the same DNA, the same blood, everything, that person is your problem. Somebody coming from Mali, all the way from Mali, from Timbuktu, you come to Opobo, from Timbuktu, you change name at Bato Opobo, and you now tell me that your next door brother and neighbor for 5,000 years is now your enemy, and you accepted. No wonder they call them Niger Delta. This is Radio Biafra. 50 more people are now dead as Boko Haram storms Adamawa. Anytime they tell you, we are taking Baga from Boko Haram, I told you, watch out, next 2 days, you will see that Boko Haram has done something spectacular. They have stormed Adamawa. 50 people dead. It's Islam. It's in the Bible. Edom. Not in fact, Ishmaelites. They will keep killing Islam. They will be killing. They are like wild donkeys. Wild. They are wild. You cannot tame them. No amount of democracy. No amount of oil money. If you like, relocate every Hausa person to Biafra land where the oil is. They will remain wild. They are, after all, Saudi Arabia has oil. That is where Osama bin Laden comes from. Very wild. Despite all the money that the bin Laden family made from construction and from oil. Very, very wild beast. Wild. The condemnation is contained in the holy books. It's in the Bible that they will be wild. Wild animals. That is who they are. You cannot tame them. Even if you go to Malaysia, that appears, it has this veneer of normality. But give them some more years. You see some radicals, they'll spring up and say the Islam, your president, is not Islamic enough. They want more extreme version of it. Mad people. Britain put us in the same. See, the British think they are very clever. By mixing all of you up, their eye is on Biafra, not Hausa. Their main interest is Biafra. So the best thing for us to do is to use this to cover this. Like Winston Churchill having advanced knowledge that the Japanese were about to bomb Pearl Harbor, but he kept quiet because he wanted America to join the war. America was neutral. Churchill knew that if America remained neutral, that Hitler would overrun this very place. He begged America to join. America said, we'll support you. He begged America to join. America said, no. He had advanced knowledge that the Japanese Pacific Fleet were about to attack Pearl Harbor. He kept quiet. He kept the information from the Americans until Pearl Harbor was attacked and America joined the war. Typical British. That's how their brain is. Very tiny people. But almost everywhere in the world, they speak English. Satan is working. 50 people are dead. They handed you over to Islam. Boko Haram paid us $3,000 to fight for them, according to a guy. $3,000. We can't even raise $3,000 from the whole of Europe in a month to support what we are doing. And they want us to, from that $3,000 that they give us from Europe, we'll buy weapons, we'll feed our soldiers, we'll train them, we'll equip them, we'll run Radio Biafra, we'll run IPOB all over the world. That is what one person in Boko Haram gets. One single person for fighting. We are asking our men to volunteer. Of course, we are not going to pay them. They volunteer. They have nothing. The least we can do is to feed them properly. That is the least you can do. And to give them the equipment to go and fight. I'm just telling you so that you know. So those of you saying, so that is why that Boko Haram fighter, you then go to, this money we are giving you, what are you doing with it? But you saw him with AK-47. He's going to fight. I'm just giving you an insight into what is called Igbo sense. It doesn't, you at on first sight, you think it is making sense. But if you investigate it further, you see it is stupidity. But when you went to a radio station to go and find out how much it cost to broadcast for 1 hour, how much did they tell you? Shame couldn't allow them to come back and say, oh, we are very, very sorry to have questioned you in the first place. Now we know that it costs money to broadcast. No, they never knew before. Now they know. But when they were saying it, if you read what they are saying, you would think they're intelligent people. You know, they're very smart. They're asking questions. Oh, why don't you ask questions? All of you ask it. After asking the question, they came back and answered the question without understanding that the answer they now have is that deals with the first pathetic and wretched question they were asking in the first place. Boko Haram gives their own people $3,000. And that is your money. Through Buhari. Buhari. That is your seeking to vote for through Okorocha. You only. That is why I hate buying and selling. The All the calculations you make when you're into buying and selling, trading, is now immediate. Okay, again, I'm going to next week Friday. You never calculate. You can have this gain next week Friday and your business will collapse next month. No, you can't think that far. It's here now immediately. That is why some people say Okrocha built two roundabouts for us. Yes, he built two roundabouts for you. But that roundabout will cost you your life. You watch and see. We continue. We are also reporting this evening, and for those of you joining us for the very first time and wondering what in the name of Chukwu Abiam is going on here, this is Radio Biafra. We don't retreat and we do not surrender. We have uncovered, not us, I must say, we are reporting a media outlet that uncovered. This is what I love. If you accuse somebody of something, bring out evidence. I don't believe in all this hearsay nonsense. But this evening, we can report to the whole world that Chibika Amaechi, supposedly an Igbo man who is now from Niger Delta, Chibuike Amaechi is his name. This man is using the money belonging to Biafran people in River State to fund APC. Hausa Fulani Islamic Boko Haram Party. It is here. There was something again that Chukwuike Edigwe posted. I had been looking for it and I want him to send it back to me immediately. Where they listed out, you said Buhari is not corrupt. Yet, he has billions in his account. You say Buhari will do so. I want it. They posted it today. I love this so much. And I wanted to have it back. Ike Edigwe forward it to me. You said you will fight fraud. But yet, you don't have certificate and you want to contest. Things like that. I want to. Hypocrisy. This evening, we have evidence that Chibika Amaechi is corrupt. If you are listening anywhere in River State, Chibika Amaechi is using your money to go and fund APC Boko Haram Party. The proof is here. Proof, and I'm not saying somebody said recycled. I said proof from Government House in Igwacha that the white man named Port Harcourt. Today, if you said to them, can we change the name from, I was speaking to somebody today, why don't you change the name if you don't like it? I said, no. We are black people. We are very daft. How can a white man give you something and you change it? They are God now, don't you understand? After all, we bow down before them. Some of you, when I tell you not to worship ROC, you don't understand. Anytime you're bowing down before the picture of an Italian man claiming it's Jesus Christ, you are a fool. Do you know why? Anytime it comes that you need to change something that a white man did, you remember that picture that you bow before, you say, no, don't change it. Why should we change Port Harcourt to Igwacha? No, it was done by a white man. After all, I bow to a white man every blessed day in the morning. Some of you have Holy Rosary or chaplet around the neck of a picture of a white man from Europe. Photoshopped to look very smooth and clean. That is why some of you believe in CNN and BBC more than you believe in Radio Biafra. But subconsciously, that is what you're doing. But on the face of it, you will not know. Because that picture you have is a picture of a white man. You bow before the white man, offering your prayer every blessed day, saying you're praying to Yeshua. But you're an idol worshiper anyway. But that's the truth. Anytime you challenge anything done by a white man, that person will say no. Why? Because he's worshiping a white man every blessed day without knowing it. I don't know if it's making any sense to some of you. Some of you have pictures in your house with the heart of the person showing with thorn, with a crown of thorns around the heart, saying, I bless this family and all that. Idol worship. You will not worship. I thank you for showing us the light. That is the reason why Igwacha cannot be changed. Because you go and bow before a white man every day offering prayer. So why alter something the white man did? That is why the name the zoo called Nigeria can never be changed. You can never change the name of the zoo from Nigeria to what it should be. Because a white man created it. And the white man to you is God. You worship them but you don't know. Through your utterances, through your behavior, you worship white people. And not Chukwu Abiam in heaven. Not even Yeshua, as you claim you do. Some of you now, disgracefully, go to your little altar that you have. It's not a picture of a white man you're looking at. When Yeshua was on earth, were there any cameras then? There were painters, but which painting survived from that time till this time? He then turned from being a Semite into being a Caucasian. How did he make the transformation? You see his hair well shampooed. Shampoo. Na man no nacha. Iberibe warrior. This Yogi. Black people. Black. That is why you cannot change anything a white man does, because you don't even believe in yourselves. You worship a white man's picture every blessed day. So subconsciously, anything they do is right, including the creation of the zoo called Nigeria. This is Radio Biafra. Rural, as the zoo is collapsing economically, rural women and widows are now groaning under Nigeria's biting economy. The zoo is collapsing. Nothing is working. People are unemployed. People are dying. People are picking food from the dustbin. From the dustbin. Piles of rubbish. People are dying. Can you rise up and change it? No, I'm not sure you can. You cannot go and bow down before the picture of a white man. Then you come out and want to change what a white man instituted. No, you cannot do it now. Subconscious slavery. Oh, Kunubu. But you don't know it. But on Radio Biafra, we'll set you free. Maybe this night, some of you will go back to that little shrine you have with the picture of a white European. Maybe. Arose Kurunefe. Arose Kobo. No image. Chukwu Abiyama said, no image. No image, but will it go into your brain? No, because a white man brought an image to worship, and you're worshiping, thinking will follow rubbish. Oh, don't discuss, it is religious. You'll offend. I will offend the whole world. I don't give a toss. Instead of me to lie here, let Biafra not come. Because it's a good one. Truth is life. I do worship as you are. You go and bow before the picture of a European. You know, you are talking rubbish. Change the name from Port Harcourt to Iguacha. That is the name. Opopo is Iguenga. Those are the names. Change it now. Change Lagos to whatever, to Eko, which is the proper name as given to it by Benin people. Lagos is Portuguese. Maybe you don't know. Lahos, they call it. Portuguese name. Can you change it? No, you can't, because you're a black man. Your brain is empty. You don't know anything. No matter how I castigate Robert Mugabe, I give them credit for one thing. Their name used to be called Southern Rhodesia. Or is it Rhodesia? I don't know if it's North or South. They changed it to Zimbabwe. I am telling you that if you had all these vagabonds you have inhabited, the monkeys and the baboons in the zoo, leave it. It sounds nice and very sexy. Southern Rhodesia is nice. The man called Harcourt was the former British Secretary of State. Is he from Iguenga? The answer is no. Is he from Izon? The answer is no. Is he from Iguacha? Why should Iguacha be changed to the name of a white man in London? Port Harcourt. Harcourt. It was named Port Harcourt by Frederick Lugard because he wanted to be very close to Harcourt. Because Harcourt actually liked the wife, Flora Shaw. I don't know if you're following. Now, somebody should tell me why a major town in Biafra land should be answering the name of a white man that nobody knows of. Why? Because of that picture of a white man you kneel and bow before. Try to understand it. What you're doing is that anything a white man does should not be changed. That is why today you're a slave. Maybe by listening to Radio Biafra, you'll be set free. Who knows? We must continue. We don't write what we preach down. We don't write it. As we occupy this very seat, Chukwu Abiyama will begin to manifest in many forms. The revelations will start coming. Heaven knows. I don't research. I don't read it. I don't do anything. Even the more if I try to research before I come on air, I lose what I have in my head. I cannot do anything about it. This is the temple of truth and honesty. And that is why Chukwu Abiyama will remain supreme, reign supreme in our lives. uche Chineke ga-emerili, his will must be done. That's my belief in life. Youth unemployment, the zoo is sitting on gunpowder with shewe. Most of you know it. Very, very inflammable. The zoo is sitting on a time bomb. Nigeria is finished. Why? Unemployment. Now the news in greater detail. We must preach this very gospel. Can you hear me, Kwensu? We must shame the devil. A forum of the first to fourth republic senators and House of Reps members from the first republic to the fourth. Then you'll be thinking, what have they done in between? Nothing. These are the creme de la creme of armed robbers. These people are worse than kidnappers because they emasculate the future of an entire generation. These are the creme de la... Oh, these are thieves. Ndiyoshi. Why they come out to speak, I don't know. But it's the zoo. If you pay a journalist, they'll publish whatever crap or garbage you have for them. There is no honor, no ethics, no nothing. They're not ethical. Anybody can write any garbage and give them money, they'll publish. After all, the same way we're looking for petrol to put in the generator is how they're looking for petrol as well, to put in their generator. A forum of first to fourth republic senators and House of Representative members has cautioned the federal government that Nigeria is sitting on a keg of gunpowder, a bomb more or less, with the teeming unemployed youth who could easily be exploited as political thugs and bandits. And we are exploiting them, believe you me. Not for thuggery or banditry. No, not at all. We are exploiting them to free themselves from you people. You ex-senators and house of... You people are the rogues. During your first and the fourth and the fifth and the ninth republic, any electricity? No. Where is the money meant for the 20,000 megaton of electricity in your various bank accounts abroad? What right do you have to come out and advise anybody when you are the cause of the problem? I gave an interview in America and I said that the same idiots and baboons that caused the problem of the zoo is now being invited to solve it, that they cannot do anything. One idiot responded from, I think he was spokesman for Jonathan, responded to me by saying, the people that created this problem are the people best placed to solve it because they know the solution. Where is the confab today? Confab called by Jonathan. Kebehano now. That is why Radio Biafra should be taken very seriously. Anything we tell you here comes to pass. The former lawmakers, they call themselves, led by Joseph Wyers, a former Senate president and one of the most corrupt people in this world. This man is so corrupt. He's meant to be a Biafran from Calabar, Joseph Wyers. Corrupt individual, MPN. Can this raise Botoshi? Rogues, they are. These are criminals. Kleptos, all of them, kleptomaniacs. Thieves, they are. This man, during your reign, there was austerity measure. What steps did you bring into... I mean, what have you done for Joseph Wyers? What have you ever done for unemployment to reduce? There is nothing. Why are you complaining? The zoo is finished. He said he paid a courtesy call to Governor Rabiu Kwankwanso of Kano State. He noted that something urgently should be done to avert the waiting calamity. They know, everybody knows now. But when I tell you don't believe me. Now Joseph Wyers is telling you that there is an impending calamity about to come. Maybe you will believe because he has money and I don't. Emoji ego. Former, he was then the president of the Senate or something like that, or the House Majority Leader or something of that sort. Under Shagari. Can this raise but a goodie? These are the proper thieves. You're talking. When you talk about looters, these are the henchmen looting. He's today complaining that something should be done about, if you hadn't stolen all that money and banked it abroad, perhaps you would have, banks would have loaned it to entrepreneurs to build factories, to make things happen. But you stole the money and now you're complaining, you know. Anyway, that's what I told you, black people. They do something and then they start asking, oh, what is it? Oh, don't support Radio Biafra. Don't give them money. We want to know where our money is going. And then after 1 year, they go back and they want to start broadcasting. And now they tell them that it costs you for 1 hour program for a month is 100,000 naira. And they start begging, please, can you help us? But a while ago, you were saying don't help them, that you don't know what they're doing with money. No, oh, so now you have discovered that money is meant for broadcasting. This man stole money, banked it abroad. His tiny little criminal thieving senator brain in the zoo did not tell him that this same money you're taking away can be used, you see, to advance soft loans to entrepreneurs to build factories where they will now employ these people. You know, his brain, no, for, please, black people. His brain never told him that. His brain said, steal, steal, steal. He stole. After nearly, how can I put it, 28 to 30 years, he's now coming back to tell you, let us do something about unemployment. I will say to Joseph Wires, start by bringing back the money you stole. If you bring back all the money you have stolen with the interest, I will tell you what to do with it. Go and give it to a local community bank. And then ask them, go and employ serious bankers, not Omokoko. Employ serious bankers. Ask people to write proposals for their business. Scrutinize them very well. The most viable ones, give them loans to go and start. People don't know that everybody, including Disney, everybody, including Microsoft, still go to the bank to go and borrow money to run their businesses. Do you know that? No. So some of you don't know that that's what banks are for. Some of you think that because somebody is a multimillionaire, they no longer borrow money. You are so daft indeed. Everybody borrows money to expand. Everybody. I have never seen a company that will come and invest every profit they made into their own expansion. They have to pay shareholders. We are not offering you free economic classes, but this is Radio Biafra, you learn. Anyway, everybody borrows money from the bank. From the biggest corporations in the world to the tiniest one. Now, if you deny that lifeline, I'll give you an example as to how important bankers are. In Britain, here, every boss of every major bank is a knight of the realm, is a sir, is knighted. They must bring you in for you to know the inner workings and the secrets of the state. You're knighted, you're a knight. Bank, let me tell you, as my friend once reminded me, there are only two places you can go in life in a society. My friend told me this. It's not original to me. I did not develop it. He said to me, there are only two places you can go in life to get help in a state. One is the court of law, where a judge will tell the police to leave you alone. You've done nothing wrong. The other place is the bank, where they will loan you money to go and do something or solve a problem. Only two. Not your senator, not your governor. Rubbish. Only two institutions can save you. The court and the banks. Wires, bring back the money. Give it to a local bank to give as soft loans to entrepreneurs. Most of the schemes may fail, but one or two may survive. And in time, they will make enough profit to cover all the losses. That is why and how banks make money. They loan money to the ones that fail, they write it off as bad loans. I'm sure you, bad debt, I'm sure you remember that, yes? And the good ones, they pay back the money. That is how you have beautiful places around the world built. That is why Hong Kong is shimmering. That is why Tokyo is bristling. That is why New York is so pretty. That all these things, banks. Do you have such banks in the zoo? No, but you have bankers. You know, we are bankers. Umuokoko. What you do is money transfer. Below the change. A senator steals money, puts into UBA, and you channel it abroad. They see money put into Union Bank, you move it out. That's how you money exchange. That's how you don't do banking. Banking means you take risks. You scrutinize proposals. You say to somebody, are you sure this will work? They say yes. You even appoint one of your people from the bank to go and be a supervising project manager in that very project to ensure that the bank's interest is protected. That is how you build factories and companies. Toyota still borrows money from the bank. Yamaha, they borrow money from the bank. Honda borrow money from Sony. Every corporation in the world, you need lines of China. This OG. Oh my God in heaven, black people. I don't want to dwell on this too much this evening. Some other time we'll go into it. Without banks, you cannot develop as a country. Impossible. Impossible. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. This gospel is being preached on this very day, as we do every blessed day. Chukwa Biama permitting, we are reporting this very evening, rather very sadly, that a 7-year-old child has been sacrificed at the altar of political expediency, at the altar of religious ignorance and stupidity in the damnable Zoological Republic. A young suicide bomber, a very little girl, blew herself up and killed 5 other people this day, today, in an attack on a market in the northeastern zoo city of Potiskum. Witnesses and a hospital source said 19 others who sustained various degrees of injury were taken to the hospital after the blast in Potiskum, Yobe State's commercial capital, a local vigilante leader told AFP. So far, according to Buba Lawan, 5 people were killed with the girl, while 19 others have been taken to hospital for injuries. Who are the people doing this, Obama? These are Muslims. This is Islam at its worst. 7-year-old girl. I'm not sure as black people we can absorb the significance or the horror of having a little girl blow herself up. Ask yourself, what process led to a little girl of 7 years old, blowing herself up? Ask yourself that. What could have caused it? Is because she's in the zoo called Nigeria. Invasion is happening in the zoo, as well as many people are now fleeing the Logo community. Scores of residents have fled the agrarian communities that were attacked by suspected Fulani headsmen in Logo, Logo government area of Benue State. The unknown gunmen had few days ago invaded Logo communities, killed over 30 persons, burnt houses and destroyed farmlands. I hope all of you are absorbing this very news, because we read it sometimes and you don't quite, as in Benue State, people are dying. They're killing them. Who is Boko Haram disguising themselves as Fulani headsmen? And you want to vote in Buhari? God. I don't know. Maybe we need to run a course in a university in Biafra land called Black Man's Stupidity, or the research into Black Man's Stupidity. The brain is so daft. They are killing people. But to you, as a black person, it doesn't register. For some, it's like, they killed 50 again. Oh, praise be to God. Does it register? Does it go in at all that people are dying? Do you know people are dying? No, you wouldn't know. Very sad indeed. But people are being destroyed, are being killed because they are in the Zoological Republic. Britain should be sued. Once you go to court and say Britain caused all these things, they have to pay damages. Of course, MI5 will try to poison you. They will find out the restaurant that you go to. They try to put poison in your food. They will disguise as a waiter or a waitress waiting for you to come, and then they'll poison your food and give you eat and die. They will try that. If they know that you're so many that they cannot kill all of you, they will come to an arrangement. They will say, okay, let's settle, as they did with the Kikuyus in Kenya. They paid the Mau Mau people compensation. How about Biafran? No. Oh, but once you start it now, you see a moron, a buffoon. And one here will rise up from somewhere in Amsterdam and say, I want to do the same thing. You see a complete non-entity will erupt from Spain saying, I want to do the same thing. Yeah, man, all the car buying and selling now. Nobody will take Britain to court now. Any day we take Britain to court now, you see every baboon will want to do the same thing. We've left it for them to do. Nobody will do it. Once we do it now, they start jumping up. Let us do it as well. Go and do it now if you want to do it. Because we will. Refugee crisis as headsmen kill villagers of Benue State. They should kill more of them. They should kill them. They said no to Biafra. Hey, death to Biafra. One Nigeria. Because a white man created one Nigeria. After all, you're bowing down before a white man's picture. So why shouldn't you preserve one Nigeria? Idol worshippers you are. Residents flee agrarian communities again as well. It is very, very sad indeed, because it has now created a refugee crisis. Residents of Anyin and other villages in Ukembregia have escaped to neighboring communities of Taraba State. They have deserted the affected villages and survivors are crossing the River Benue at Buruku and Kwatan side. The government has yet to set up displacement camps in the affected areas. However, the refugees are occupying school classrooms of both primary and secondary schools in the area. This is being reported by Leadership Newspaper. Do you see a difference now. Do you know we campaigned about 2 months ago for the classification of the so-called IDPs to be called refugees? Can't you see they're not calling them refugees? Before it will be IDP, internally displaced. Go back before that broadcast for that very week. And then from then to now, they are now calling them their proper names. Refugees, no longer IDP. Go and scan your newspapers. When I tell you that the world listens to Radio Biafra, they do. In secret, they do. But we set the pace here. By the grace of Chukwu Abiam. Simple as that. We set the political agenda here, not anywhere else. Go and look at them before. It's IDP, IDP, ID. We said to them, IDP is a refugee. IDP means you're putting pancake on something very ugly. The name is refugee and they have accepted. They now call them refugees. This is leadership publication. They call them refugees, no longer IDPs, refugees. They are looking for refugee camps to put them in. Because we don't, it is the power of persuasion and reason. We appeal to reason. We brought Benjamin Onwuka back to Enugu. We mounted our campaign and they brought him to Enugu. Why? Very simple argument. It's not difficult. When an Awasa person is apprehended or arrested for one crime or the other, they send the person back to Awasa. When they arrested people traveling at the request of APC under Chibuike Amaechi to go to Igwocha to go and cause mayhem, they were arrested at Okwa. They sieved them through. Those they felt were innocent were given money. Compared to Biafrans, I mean, that's quite laughable. The ones they identified as Boko Haram supporters were transported back to the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, Ubrawosa. Therefore, since the crime is being alleged was committed in Enugu, you have to try him in Enugu where the evidence to either incriminate or to exonerate him will exist. Why take him to Abuja? That's why they brought him back. Simple logic and argument. And they ask you, what have you achieved? Since we've stopped campaigning, who campaigns? Nobody. Here we make things happen. This is Radio Biafra. 2015 polls, 20 million will be disenfranchised. The International Election Observation Mission of all Nigerian nationals in diaspora says no fewer than 20 million monkeys and baboons in the zoo will not be part of the election this very year. And they are planning to hold elections. 20 million independent source comprising of chimpanzees and baboons living abroad. They want to come back to inspect election in their cages in the zoo. 20 million monkeys will not be able to have the right to vote. Please, by monkeys, we mean Nigerians. Because they are baboons and monkeys. They look human, but they are not human. They are monkeys. They don't reason properly. They may have certificates saying they are professor, but in their brain, there is nothing. Frankly speaking, there is nothing. INEC procures additional 20,000 card readers and 35,000 batteries. So, if they are procuring new ones, how come Atahiru Jega said they were ready before to vote? How come they were ready then, but not ready now? Very sad indeed. Ahead of the March 28 and April 11 general elections, the Independent National Electoral Commission has procured about 20,000 backup card readers and 35,000 backup batteries from abroad. They cannot even make batteries. Sad people. The procurement of the backup devices is part of the precautionary measures by INEC to forestall challenges that may arise during the accreditation process of the elections. Accreditation, you don't go to vote, you first get accredited as if you're going to cover a football match as a journalist before you go. I wouldn't want to go near them, honestly speaking. These people are so daft. It's untrue. So daft to black people. If there is an afterlife you come back to, I don't want to come close to black people from Africa. God is my witness. I don't mind people being poor, but reasonable. But for you to be poor and stupid on top of it is, I can't deal with it. I cannot handle it. There is something fundamentally wrong with these people. Their reasoning capacity is flawed. They can't reason. You do accreditation, then you vote. And then after that, they rig it. So your vote is even meaningless. We continue. PDP secretariat burnt down. Unknown arsonist early this very day burnt down the secretariat of the PDP in Ubi, local government area of Nasarawa State. This happened 48 hours after the party held its 2015 general election campaign in the area. The spokesperson for the Nasarawa Police Command, Ismaila Numan, who confirmed the incident, said 18 suspects have been arrested in connection with the crime, while police officers have been deployed to the scene of the incident to prevent further breakdown of law and order, and they want to hold elections. If you're a PDP candidate in Nasarawa, will you come out? Yeah, of course, when you think about the oil money you will make, you risk everything. You will risk everything to try and make it out. Northern PDP leaders care to tell Jonathan the truth. As Nigeria, as the zoo prepares for the March 28th presidential election, there seems to be trouble in the PDP board of trustees over President Goodluck Jonathan's candidacy. It is reported that there is growing uncertainty in the... This is nonsense news. Useless, hopeless news planted by APC people. How about the man with that certificate, Buhari? Buhari, do you have a certificate? The answer is no. Buhari has no certificate, yet he is running only in the zoo. You can become a doctor tomorrow if you want. Go and buy stethoscope. You buy a white robe or gown. You move into any hospital, you can conduct surgery. You are now a doctor. That's all. What is it? I have my stethoscope. I have a white gown. A lab coat. I'm a doctor. The same thing with Buhari. Because I have applied, that means I'm qualified. But did Blair ask him, my friend, where is your certificate? Tony Blair, you're supporting the break. Oh God. They want people to go and break the law. That's what they want. Don't they? Mad people. Ohaneze Sodibo, interesting. When we tell you, you don't believe us, do you? As I said on Radio Biafra, everything we preach eventually comes to pass. We told you that Ohaneze Wundoshi, most of you say, oh, on Aparindio Kenya, on Aparindio Kenya. Where we come from, we call it Oke Sona Banyanaji. Dimpana nono eguna amunobu. Evil men, a collection of evil satanic men, sworn servants of our Fulani people. They have come to bleed you to death. Ohaneze Ndibu Wundoshi. They are not just that, they have come to kill you off. No longer Radio Biafra saying it, but respected, of course, the man who single-handedly registered ABGA, that made ABGA the force that it is, Chief Chukwuemeka Okorie, has spoken. He's the presidential candidate and Igbo man for that matter, but do you know him? The answer is no, because he hasn't got money. Presidential candidate of United Progressives Party, UPP, in the forthcoming general election, Chukwuemeka Okorie, has stated that the socio-political group of Ohaneze Ndigbo sold Igbo interest to endorse President Goodluck Jonathan for re-election. Speaking with journalists in Enugu, Okorie decried the situation where Ohaneze Ndigbo and Ndioshi were fighting over bribe obtained for the endorsement of a presidential candidate. This news was broken on Radio Biafra, now part of the local, I don't know, folklore, more or less. These are, they don't just come to steal, they have come to kill you. They are agents of Awosa Fulani on the ground, designed to kill you off into irrelevant. These people, God, they were all former NPN members. What is NPN? National Party of Nigeria, under Shagari, Awosa Fulani Party, all of them NPN members. Awosa servants from time. Saboteurs during the war. They formed Ohaneze Ndigbo. These are criminals. Before then, there was the Igbo Union. Igbo Union was awesome. Igbo Union, oh, that is the men people. Ohaneze is the usurpers. They are criminals. Popular Nigerian pastors, or would I say popular zoo pastors, who we are born Muslims. Are you listening and pondering what I'm pondering? Igbo people and their monumental stupidity. Yeah. So when you go to these churches, you don't know you're going to Alakoba church. You don't know that. These are Muslims, uncircumcised, unreformed infidels. These are unbelievers. But suddenly they saw that you people are gullible. You are foolish. They set up churches and they're milking you. I don't mind if they milk you and they let your children go to the universities that they build in Yoruba land. Or they let you ride in their jet once in a while. But you don't. Bishop David Oyedepo, the founder of Living Faith Christian Church International, Winners Chapel. Are you listening? The founder of Winners Chapel, Bishop David Oyedepo, was born to a Muslim father and a Christian mother. Muslim. Pastor Tunde Bakari, the founder of the Latter Rain Assembly. Pastor Dr. Tunde Bakari was born to Muslim parents. He is the founder of the Latter Rain Assembly headquartered in Lagos. Pastor Matthew Shimolowo, the founder, senior pastor of Kingsway International Church, KICC. He was born Ahmed. They are in London here. Ahmed, why here? You go and you kneel before Ahmed to pray for you. In Kaduna to Muslim parents, he is the founder, senior pastor of Kingsway International. How about Reverend Paul Jinadu, the founder of the New Covenant Church? Born in Lagos, the founder of the New Covenant Church, Reverend Paul Jinadu, was a devout Muslim from childhood. But they saw that Igbo people were useless and hopeless. When Ohanaeze failed them, they decided to form a church to go and start milking these abandoned souls. Reverend George Adegboye, the founder of Rema Chapel International Church. His father was a Muslim who later became a Christian. Reverend George Adegboye is the founder of Rema International Church. The list goes on. These are favorite Igbo churches. Ndiara. Oh my goodness me. There is somebody called Apostle Johnson Suleiman of Omega Fire Ministry in Auchi. And Prophet Joshua Iginla of Champions Royal Assembly. All these wretched names. All Muslims. You have gone today and given your money to Boko Haram, saying you are giving it to Jesus. Oh my God. Thank heavens for Radio Biafra. Without us, you'd be even more blind than you are, isn't it? 50 die as Boko Haram storms Adamawa. It's been reported that 50 persons have died from attacks of the Boko Haram terrorists in the northern senatorial zone of Adamawa State. One of the residents in the affected areas reported that 23 persons were killed in Gaya, 17 killed in Far, and 10 killed in Dang villages in Hong, the government area of the state. The killing continues courtesy of the British. Boko Haram paid us $3,000. I wish Biafrans can say, they will say, oh no, don't worry, you can go and fight with nothing. With the grace of God, you win. No, you will not. Boko Haram paid their members $3,000 to fight for them. $3,000. That is more than what the whole of Europe contributes to our efforts so far. But Chukwuebem is God, and we're making progress nonetheless. We have here uncovered documents and letters confirming that Chibika Amaechi is a rogue. Everybody is a thief in the zoo. That is why, is it Ohanaeze? Is it Afenifere? Everybody is a thief. Unreconstructed, unreformed criminals. Why? Because you are living in an entity created by the arch criminals themselves, the British. There are backgrounds that are letters. I will ask Ogunwachi to publish this so people can see it. I don't have to explain it here. Because there's a background. This is the Secretary to the State writing to Amaechi. Martin Brown, Senior Political Advisor, Extractive Industries Group, is inviting four APC party faithful in the States to a scheduled session at the UK House of Commons. Which, you know, the white people, they say, oh, you people are doing 419. You write us letters. You solicit for people and they give you their life savings. I want BBC and CNN to also go and do a documentary about British political consultants and politicians going and milking people from the zoo. The monkeys and people from the zoo. Let me tell you how much they paid them. 419 by the British to against Amaechi Nandiotie. They used the House of Commons as a bait, said, telling Amaechi, we want to invite four of you. The same letter a 419er will write. The British people around writing to this useless monkeys and baboons, the corporations in the zoo. The challenges of insecurity in Nigeria and Boko Haram insurgency. He's inviting them because, according to this memo, all these things we've been saying that Buhari is a Boko Haram supporter. They found out that it is ringing true. Now a white man is telling them, I can do something to help you if you give us money. Let me continue to read. The topic is very apt today. This is according to the secretary to Amaechi's government. The topic is very apt today when PDP is casting aspersions of Boko Haram sponsorship on our party, APC. Distinguished leaders from our party like, listen to where Port Harcourt money is going, River State. Listen very carefully. Distinguished leaders like Lai Mohammed, the National Publicity Secretary of APC, and frontline leader Malam Nasser El-Rufai are also to speak. Listen very carefully. The total cost of the journey, including flight tickets and accommodation, is 11,086,000 naira. 11 million. Egondi River State, money belong, you being used to fly Hausa people, Lai Muhammad and Malam Nasser, to come to meet white people in London for fraud discussion. And people say, why should you support Radio Biafra? The proof is here. It's not conjecture. I'll publish it after the program will be published. We are continuing. This is Radio Biafra. We know we are running a bit late. You must bear with us today before we open our lines. But we'll be here to take all your calls. Don't worry about that. As part of the last efforts to win the March 28 elections, President Goodluck Jonathan is set to sign an undertaking with Yoruba leaders. He also appealed to traditional rulers from the geopolitical zone to support him. This is nonsense, not news, is it? Yoruba will stab you. Make sure they don't poison your food. Get on the Yoruba and make it here. You are mad. Rural women are now suffering. Mrs. Kuyata and Fanny sat under a mango tree and renews her strength with a local drink popularly called Kunin Zaki. She bought after the day's farm work. She had left her house and got to the farm at about 7 a.m. and did not get back till 5 p.m. Her heartbeat raced as she just remembered that there was no soup in the house and her children would have nothing to eat when they come back from school. She went to the farm, no food for the children to eat. In that same country, somebody owns 11 private jets. Why won't this woman revolt? Why won't the zoo be sitting on a powder keg or gunpowder, so to speak? Why won't they be blown to bits? Why? Boko Haram is foolish. If Boko Haram concentrated on assassinating every politician, people will support them. That's what they should do. Kill all the politicians because they are very, very bad. The woman is suffering. There is no food to eat. This is Radio Biafra. That concludes our news presentation this evening. Our headlines followed by our news summary. I will therefore await the very eminent barrister to join us. As soon as he concludes speaking, I will then open the lines for the rest of humanity to come and join us this very evening from here in London. This is Radio Biafra. And once again, we let you understand that as soon as our lines open, as soon as it opens after the barrister whom I have now with me, the number to call will be +44208133-9974. Tango, Viber, WhatsApp, everything is there. And also a line to call also +44783130836. That is the number for Tango, Viber, please. And WhatsApp +44783130836. The barrister has come to me and I must defer to him. The very eminent barrister, can you hear me, please?
Yes, Director. Good evening once again.
Good evening. Please continue.
Yes, Director. I will suggest we cut our news very short so that we can have enough time. It takes you long to read everything. Even some of them were skipping it. But yet, if you take the time, you see we have almost taken the whole time of your broadcast to do the readings, which may not interest, all of them will not interest us. But let's start from the last. This woman whose children have no food, but Goodluck Jonathan is feeding Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. He's giving them everything they need. But there are people around hungry and their children are not having anything to eat. Goodluck Jonathan is a president for Hausa and Yoruba only. They have nothing to do with us. These are the owners of this contraption that has expired since 2013. This is 2 years now the zoo has expired. And no wonder it is coming to an end because it has outlived its expiry date. The zoo must go. They are not only sitting on a gunpowder. They are sitting on something more dangerous than gunpowder. They are sitting and living on a sinking ship that will engulf all of them. They cannot run away from the catastrophe or calamity that will befall upon them. You are a president of a country. One section of the country are well looked after. The rest have gone to hell. And they want to sign a pact with the Yorubas that will not last for one day. What a shame. Organize the notion and Dama. I have said this about 3 years ago. This particular group need to be disbanded. They should all, so that they don't even exist. They are just greasing us on a daily basis because of the money. Few individuals collecting money on the name of everybody. What are they using the money for? Private entrepreneurship, that is all. They do not remember others. They cannot campaign. Director, remember 2 years ago when they were telling Goodluck Jonathan all the erosion, all the roads. They just mentioned it once, and that was it. Money was given to them, and everybody went back to their holes. Our people carry on suffering in anguish.
Of course.
Director, I said this when I was in UCHMFO yesterday or 2 days ago. Our people, their brains need to be sterilized, sanctified, and then rebuilt again. Just remove everything that has been there because it's been brainwashed. There was a book I read 2 years ago. No, sorry, 5 years ago. That 90% of all the pastors you see in the zoo are all Muslims. Director, that is why they will never say or preach anything about Biafra. So that the money, because they see churches or Christianity as a commercialized entity where anybody can come in, take their money, go away, another person comes in. Who are the people being deceived? Igbo people. These are the people who prefer to donate their hearts to Yorubas and the Hausas. And the same people who are donating to you are the same people killing you. This makes me mad. There's no rationale in any of all these things. We wallow in foolishness, in stupidity, and full of ignorance. Why are we like this? Why is it that we'll be preaching on Radio Biafra? It's sinking to only but a minority. Because the rest, when they go into their room, they slam the door, put music, put television. They don't care about the news. Because Nollywood has taken almost like 8% of their brains and of course of their times. But the houses, wherever they are, they have their newspaper, they have their radio, listening 24 hours. Director, if you talk about how the houses, their attitude towards media, that I will agree and believe. But for their cleverness, I've never taken a picture shot on it. Because they are not. They are only being fooled by the British people. They are only following orders of what the British people are telling them and giving them whatever they want out of our own misery. We are dying. All it belongs to us. But it doesn't come near enough to us. The people who are supposed not to benefit are the ones benefiting. I remember 2 years ago when Goodluck Jonathan was having problem with Obasanjo. The problem was that Goodluck Jonathan is not towing the line that Obasanjo placed before him. Do not put airport in Biafra land so that they don't recoup tomorrow and start fighting us. Do not bring any development in the east. And this is the line Jonathan is flowing. That is why a Yoruba man is his personal advisor. This is why he clings up to the Yorubas, because those ones, they hate us just like we do. But I tell you, they hate us more than we do, because the Igbos, the Biafras in general, we have no mind against anybody. They have brought our brains and confined it to buying and selling, and therefore, nobody has time to think about how to hurt Yoruba or how to hurt the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. All our mind is into commercial. That's why we don't have time to envy anybody, because we know we can make it. But the people around you are the ones who envy you, they're the ones who hate you. You'll build your market up, they'll go and set fire on it. When you lose your property, Hausa Fulani Boko Haram will go and kill you. What are Biafras doing against Yoruba and Hausa? Nothing. Absolutely zilch. All we are concentrated and concerned are just our businesses. How to make ends meet. But the people you think you can associate with are the ones who are envious, jealous, wicked against you. And our people don't want to rise up to say, what's going on? You are in a country. One side is being fed. Another one is not being fed. What would you do to keep folding your arms that Jesus Christ will come down? What a fake idea. I've never seen anybody do. You see, let me tell you this, dear friends. All these people that go to church and their hands, they take hands and place upon them. What makes you good, better you as something we call the power of positive thinking. If you stay in your house and believe that you'll make it in this life, schedule your mind, program yourself that you'll make it. You don't need anybody to pray for you. You don't need anybody to show you how to live life. They placed their hands on you and they took what is left of you. I want to go and say, the Bible says, God created us in his own image and likeness. This pastor coming to place you, has he got three hands or three legs? Two legs, two hands, and one head. Why are you really getting yourself to the bottom before anybody? In the name of pastor. And all of them have Muslim blood in them. A Muslim praying to a Christian? Ask yourself. We remain fools, dear friends, if we don't change out of our evil deeds and think they're blessing you. When the catastrophe strikes upon you, you lose all that they blessed you up with and lose yourself as well. This is time. Biafra is supposed to. We have forces against us. The Western world have forces against Biafra, including Yoruba and Hausa. What happened during the war? All of them connived against us. One country. Of course, in population wide, Biafra is five countries put one together. That's why we have one unique mannerism. I'm not related to a Hausa man or related to Yorubas. No, we are distinctively different from one another. But Biafrans are all related. One blood. We might have differences in variations in languages. That's correct. And that's how it's been made to be. But we lived in harmony with our neighbors without anybody killing each other. Forget about the olden days of the tribal village war. It's part of creation. But dear friends, I don't know how long we keep preaching that we need to liberate ourselves. We need to come out. We need to go home. Our people are suffering at home, even abroad, where people supposed to represent you with the laws they created. They obeyed it against you. It's not working for us. Wherever you are, in America, UK, in China, anywhere, mention it. It is not working for us. Our people do not think where you are living best. No. East, west, north, and south, your place, your village, your compound is best for you. Our people, how should we be singing this 247? That you need to liberate yourself. You need to give yourself some semblance of self-worth. Not your walking where you walk, wash plate, ordinary plate, the way they talk to you, the way they humiliate you. Even in the place where you claim the bomb of their moms and dads, they still humiliate you. Then talk less of where you came from, where you are running away from, they still humiliate you. Papa used to make battery. Papa used to develop whatever you can name it. All those industries are closed. Cement closed. We are marginalized. The Western world here, especially the British people, they know their hands are against us. If we wait for business to come and support us to be liberated, we are going nowhere. And let me tell you this. Everything we do here is legal. Freedom. We need our freedom. We want our freedom. We are not fighting against somebody's land or trying to annex or trying to take somebody's property. Dear friends, are walking towards liberation because our people are dying. I don't, even in this country, when anybody, any state, any particular country that kills any single individual of their people, they go there and find out why. One individual. But Biafrans die every day. Nobody cares. So if I go and defend my people, what right have you got to question me? And who are you? No, you are not talking about my people being killed. Nobody is having the... Jesus Christ of Nazareth, director, let me stop here.
You may wish to continue if you want to, because these things will need to be said for people to understand how perilous our situation has become, because most of them don't quite appreciate how bad things are. But hopefully, through the effort we are making here on this very platform, they will come into the understanding that the only way out, as you have just said, is for us to go back and build our own civilization, is to remove our country, Biafra, from that very abomination that the British created. And of course, when people go about bowing down before every god that the white man gives to them, that is what happens to them. They lose their way, they lose their focus. And one thing that I keep finding very, very difficult is how, anyway, I wouldn't say it, we'll say it some other time. When the time, on a Sunday, I will preach that very gospel. I will leave it for now. This is Radio Biafra and our lines are open. Those of you who are still very active, those of you that want to speak, those of you that wish to enlighten us, those of you that wish to bring to our attention things we never knew before, the lines are now open and I must go to the one who is on the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, please, sir.
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Pastor Kosk Lichinagun. I'm calling from Bolo.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I'm really appreciating what you people are saying in this Radio Biafra, something FM. I really congratulate you. This is the kind of man I want. I'm very sincere and honest in my life, and I would like to encourage this movement, either by strength or by money, whatever I have. We need our freedom for real.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And we are here. We are not going to fail. We are not going to disappoint. Everything you want us to do, we will be able to do. But ultimately, what do we desire? The only thing we desire is a free and liberated Biafra. We are men and women will be equal before the laws of heaven and that of man upon the face of the earth. This is Radio Biafra. We must go to Skype and to engage who is there. I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? You must turn your system down or I turn you off over here, please. You must turn your system down, please. You can listen to your voice later if that is your preference. Turn your system down. No, they are not paying attention. They are not paying attention. We cannot take their call. I don't know why we have to keep saying this all the time. Turn your system down. Turn your system down, please. If you turn your system down, that'll be better. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they're not paying attention, are they? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are.
My name is Prince Shigozie Maruka.
Thank you very much.
I'm calling from China. This is Pastor Sasaklub.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I said I wait to listen to your voice. I want to thank you for what you are doing in daily basis. And God, and the spirit of Shukwabiyam, I will continue to stream.
You say?
Then we pray.
You say?
I want to comment on three things. One, you made mention of how the British people have been treating us. But I'm going to...
Your,
I believe they are listening.
Your line is not very clear. Come close to your microphone. It's as if your mouth is going away and then coming back again. Stay steady, please. No, that line wasn't stable anyway. I don't know what is wrong. The line was not stable and it has gone. This is Radio Biafra. If you call us, we will endeavor to take your call. We are live, we are direct, and we are spreading this very gospel once again. Sometimes, I don't know if it is the sheer volume of calls coming in, it does, everything just kind of, you know, goes off. Everything kind of, you know, trips off at the same time. I don't know why that happens. But we know it won't be happening for too long. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Please, can you give me the number of Angola director?
The Angola coordinator, I need that very number. I had it before. If you keep listening, you will hear it. If you drop this very line and you keep listening, you hear it. I want the Angola coordinator number sent in to me immediately. Somebody wants it and they must have it. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, my name is Mike, calling from Aba.
Mike, what is your surname?
My surname is Agubosi.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay, what I just want to say that we here in the Biafran, in the part of Abasma, the people there are not, you know, doing the right thing by spreading the news to other people. And these Fulani people also, you know, raped someone for Bende. That was like this last week. You know, these idiots, I mean, you know, trying to, you know, destroy what God, the elect, the people that God has chosen, this part of the Biafran people. I don't know the reason why they will be, you know, entering into us and trying to...
There is something wrong with these lines. I don't know what's wrong with them. It just cuts off just like that. In midstream, the line just goes off. I don't know why. I couldn't possibly tell you. But maybe it is the British Secret Service. Who knows? They don't want us to preach this gospel. That is their business. We must continue to do so. They must be very, very mad. Are we going to stop them? Says no. Anyway, this is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you, sir.
Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
I'm Pastor Cosmic Chinagran from Ongo. I want to ask a question.
Go ahead.
This was Rikov thing. Why did he, what is going on? Because he was the first person announcing this. We have something we didn't hear about him again.
Why don't you go and ask him? I don't know. I can't speak for him. Go and ask him and he will tell you. If you can find
because
him.
Since I've been listening to you people, I get courage about this movement. And I really appreciate it. I'm happy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for being appreciative. You must remain very, very strong because it's not an easy process. Anybody telling you it is very easy is lying to you. It is not an easy process. It's a very difficult and arduous one. But remain very faithful and in the end, we will be able to make it. Thank you very much.
Amen. 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 God bless you. Amen.
Thank you very, very much. God bless you too. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. I have the number for the coordinator, I believe. I said I want the... Is it the coordinator in Angola or in Gabon? I give to anywhere. No, it's in Angola. The coordinator in Angola is Uche Onuibo. And his number is +244 931 563703. I hope he is strong because Satan will call him as well. I repeat, +244 931. I thought I had this thing before. 931. Let me see if I can find it because once a call comes in, it distorts it. The caller on the phone, please stay where you are. Let me go and finish this very effort we are making here to give our people the numbers that they requested for. +244 or 0024493153703. That is the one for Angola. I am going to the line to see who is there. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good evening, my director.
Good evening.
This is Mazuche Naji from Atlanta, Georgia, the zonal coordinator for IPOB. In Atlanta, Georgia, United States.
Thank you very much.
Director, Happy New Year. It's been a while.
It's been a very long time.
I know. I just wanted my brother. So it's not like I don't want to, but I'm so excited that the message is going to all, getting to all crannies, nooks and crannies of our beloved land and our people are waking up. That gives me hope and courage. I thank you. I thank all RBL crew and all our principal officers from top to down and all our Biafrans everywhere they are. Kudos to all of you. I am calling to make an announcement for our meeting scheduled on Saturday next weekend. Saturday being, I think it's 28th of next week. So,
yes.
Excuse me?
Yes, go ahead. Yes,
so, I'm calling to make that announcement that the meeting will be scheduled as we always do. We are far away from each other, but we still have our meeting on Skype anyway, so it's good anyway. So that meeting will be at 8 p.m. our time in Atlanta, Georgia, United States. My number is... 678-779-2701. I repeat, 678-779-2701. I forgot to introduce my hometown. I'm from Amurie Omanze in Isun local government area, Olo, Imo, Biafra land. Also, for our brothers calling in the United States, I always hear this our brother that calls from Konya, which is less than 50 miles away from Atlanta. My brother, if you're listening, and the other secret listeners, I once again give my number on the air. It's 678-779-2701. I am on Facebook too. You can search Uche Naji. So let's call me and let's get together and rub our minds together, because Biafra is not for me, it's for our generations yet unborn. I don't need anything from Biafra. I am not doing this for money or for employment. Once we have peace and I can be able to relocate my little kids so that they will grow, have the same training that I had when I was growing up back home, and be able to speak our language fluently, know who the families are, everything. You know, that's all I need from, you know, when Biafra comes. This present dispensation called the zoo has never, will never, and can never offer us that. So if you are Biafra in diaspora, my own thing here is wake up, wake up. And also to sound this warning, Biafrans, you can tell the Buhari or Boko Haram's attendance to the so-called angels of darkness. They have settled again. They are gathered. They have gathered again. They are planning. I see the repeat of 67 to 70. They are ganging up again. It's not all about the election. That's my own take. It's all about us against us, because they know that something is on the horizon. So, dear friends, wake up, please. Whatever we can do to support our able director and the crew, please let us do it now. We should wake up. Thank you so much, director. And I will also want to use this opportunity to express my condolence, even though may his soul rest in peace. I know our dear Professor Denibo is there fighting for us with our general and the Sambaku and the rest of them. You know, so I want to register my condolence to the family. Even though we've been talking while he was on his sickbed, and we've been communicating by email anyway. So may God help all the Biafrans. God bless everybody, whoever that have contributed in no small measure, financially and otherwise. Please, may God bless all of you. Thank you so much, Director. May God bless you and your family. In Jesus' name.
He said, thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. I have somebody on the line and I'm wondering if they can hear me. The caller on the line, this is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. The caller on the line, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
You talking?
Hello? Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Yes, your name and where you are.
This is Ikech Kumbata. First of all, I have to say, when you in Biafra, I was going to try and call you wasn't picking up my call, so I don't understand why, you know.
I didn't pick it because there are too many callers, millions listen to Radio Biafra, thousands callers. It is very difficult sometimes. Some people try for 6 months, they cannot get through. You are through now, please, so you may continue.
And first of all, as you know, me and the real Biafrans, I don't know, but you always, you know, appreciate what you do, because what you do is, you know, is not easy. And I don't understand, you know, why our people, you know, is finding it, you know, difficult to wake up. But on that day, all of what happened in France, this black man was trying to get in the train, and he, you know, pushed off from the train. If that doesn't, you know, weeks or no, but anyway, that's not what I'm here to talk about. Well, I was actually discussing about, you know, what was, you know, black people going through with what, you know, And it was, you know, exactly on my side. And I can't see, you know, stuff changing because the way you look at it, everyone just carry on like, you know, everything is all right. And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't look good.
Things are not all right, are they? Are things all right? Of course they're not.
You know, carry on like, you know, then you start, you know, asking yourself questions. Hang on, what's going on here? You know, people go down, go to the... They eat, they watch, they sleep, and they wake up. They carry on like that, celebrate Christmas. No, nobody cares. So, and I can't, if you take it for, I can't see, you know, it can carry on, you know, get, you know, ending of the time. So, I'm asking you to, you know, just, for the real difference, because the fake ones are always going to be fake. All we need to do, you know, just be strong, be resistant, because I can't see the situation changing. You have people like back home, they see people like, you know, the ones you see on Facebook, people dying from accident, nobody want to help. But they're happy taking pictures.
They take pictures, but they will not help. They take pictures, but they will not
help. So you know, you have a feeling, then you come to abroad, you see black people, you know, it's like people begging white people to accept them. You know, why would you be begging? You call yourself a child of God, but you begging your fellow human being to accept, you know. You know, so you have to start the problem so much.
But why wouldn't they beg them? After all, they have the picture of a white man in their bedrooms. They kneel before a white man. They offer prayer. They light candle before a white man, giving a white man praise. So maybe when they see a white man on the street, they think it is Jesus Christ. They run to him for help. That is where we cannot do anything. We have become paralyzed. I don't know what it is. If it is, I can't understand what paralyzes us. We can't do anything. We don't manufacture anything. We cannot do science and develop nothing. Even the people that are capable of doing it, the people that can do it, Biafrans, nobody wants to give them help. And what amazes me is that our Fulani people, they are from Africa. Other African people are there. But when a white man calls them and says to them, let us suppress and kill these people, they agree. They agree. Without any qualms, they just agree immediately. And I don't know why that is the case. I have no idea why it's the case. Maybe you can tell me.
Well, I'm asking you to, you know, just for the real difference, because the fake ones are always going to be fake. All we need to do, you know, just be strong, be resistant, because I can't see the situation changing. You have people like back home, they see people like, you know, the ones you see on Facebook, people dying from accident, nobody want to help. But they happy taking pictures.
I don't know what is happening, but my voice is coming back at me, which means that something is not quite right. Something isn't happening very well. This is Radio Biafra. We don't know. I hope the enemies are not trying to confuse us and they can never succeed. I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? You've been waiting for a long time. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller waiting on Skype. Can you hear me? There is a caller on Skype. Can this caller hear me? Joseph on Skype, can you hear me? Amazing stuff. He's not saying anything. We are going over to the telephone line to see who is there. I have a caller on the phone, perhaps from the zoo, perhaps from Biafra land. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra. If you are joining us and this is your very first time, we are taking calls right now. We are accepting your calls from right across this very planet Earth because Radio Biafra, unlike any other, is broadcasting to the ends of the earth. Therefore, wherever you are, if you call us, we will take your call. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah,
can you hear me?
Yes, good day, sir.
And good evening to you. Your name and where you are, what is happening this evening? I don't know.
My name is Jacob Batalia. It's my name. And I am calling from Bayelsa State.
From Bayelsa, please go ahead. Are you listening to Radio Biafra right now? Are you listening to Radio Biafra?
Yes, I am listening to Radio Biafra right now.
Thank you very much. Please, which part of Bayelsa State do you come from? Which part of Bayelsa State do you come from?
Brass Local Government Area.
Brass Local Government Area, thank you very much. The whole world is listening, including Obama. Please go ahead.
Yes. There is one thing bothering me that I want to make off.
Go ahead.
Always say, the Igbo people, the Sasa, the so-called Sasa people, the Igbo people are a problem. That language always makes me somehow. The Sasa and the Igbos, I think they are not different people. They are the same people. But that language, sometimes, I always listen to Radio Biafra. That is why I am making this comment. That this language you always make makes me somehow deeply. That is why I'm making this comment. Thank you.
And thank you. Don't go away. I thank you for calling. Thank you very much. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear you.
You are from Brass. Is that correct? That's where you come from.
Yes.
Do you see, with your own mouth, the world is now hearing it. You are from Brass. You are saying that there is no difference between South, South and Southeast. Is that correct?
Yes, of course.
Now, do other people where you come from, do other people from Brass feel this way that you feel? Do they think the same thing?
Exactly. Why not?
Okay. Okay, then. Since you have said it, I will no longer make the distinction. Since you have called to tell the whole world that with your own mouth you are from Brass, you are from South-South, you are telling the world that South-South and South-East are the same people. That is what you're saying. Is that correct? And the people in your village think the same
way? Exactly.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. It was right from the origin, from this side down, we are east, the eastern region. Is that not?
Of course it is. You are correct.
Yes.
You are correct. Yes, you are. It's just for people to hear. And I thank you very much for that. Since you are a regular listener to Radio Biafra and other people, even around where you are, feel the same way you do, now we will go back to what it should be. Because I wanted to elicit this level of response from people from there. For them to understand that I have been saying it before. Everybody is one in Biafra land. If you're from Ejo, you're from Ibibi. You're from Efik. You're from Ebanke. You are from Urobo. You're from Ishekiri. You are from Igala. You are Igbo. You're from Idoma. Everybody is one. I will name the states for you so you understand. Some parts of Edo State, I mean Igbo Akere, they call it Ebanke, which the reason why it is part of Midwest is because Ubemudia, whose father is Bini, the mom is from Ebanke. So he used his powers as a minister to change everything, to carve off the mother's village and add to his father's village. You know, a black man, what do you expect? He has power, so he had to seize it. Coming all the way from parts of Edo State, people must listen very carefully. The whole of Bayelsa is Biafra land. The whole of Delta is Biafra land. The most southern part of Kogi containing Igala people, because Igala was built, the whole of Igala people, they came from the bosom of an Igbo woman. The first daughter of the king of Umri was married to an Igala man. They gave birth to the Igala people. So they are part of Biafra. Idoma is the same. In Idoma, which is Lower Benue, Otrupo and all the rest of them, they have 4 market days. People should go there and see. Eke, Orie, Afo, Nkwo. Every part of Igbo land, you have Eke, Afo, Orie, Nkwo. Everything is complete. So we are one people. You go to Efik side from Ogoja all the way down to beyond Eket going down. Everybody is Efik. They have other derivatives from within. I met somebody. Oh my God in heaven. Things are happening, you know, honestly speaking. I will not tell you his name. I told him, the day you come to Radio Biafra, you speak with your own mouth. I will not say it. They are Efik. Efik is the same thing as Ibibio. Only a derivative of a language. They are not a distinct or separate enclave. They are the same people with Ibibio. Ibibio means Ibonta. As simple as that. Akwa Ibom means another branch of Igbo. Akwa means branch. Ibom is Igbo, basically. It's as simple as that. And then you have River State. You have Anambra. You have Imo. You have Abia. You have Enugu. And you also have Imo, Abia, Anambra, Ebonyi, Enugu. All these states I have just mentioned are one people. That is an experiment we are going to do in public. We cannot afford a white man to do it. That is why, because since you pray to a white man, let us bring a white man. So you believe a white man, you won't believe me. We want to bring a white man. This is our project. We are doing in secret, but it's no longer secret. We are telling you now. We want a group of white people to come and take blood from every state we have mentioned. Ishekiri, Urobo, everybody. So go take all their blood. And then also go and take Yoruba blood. Take Edo blood. Take Bini. Fulani. Take Hausa blood. Take Kanuri. Take TV. Take everything. Take Gwari. And they will come and do an analysis. And they will tell us out of all these groupings, which people are related genetically. The same family, the same blood. To substantiate what we are saying. People tell me that there is a significant Bini influence in Delta State today, comprising Ishekiri, Robo, the rest of them. Some of them say, I can trace my ancestry to Bini. And I say to them, that is entirely plausible because of who we are and our name. Anybody can come to us and stay. We don't discriminate. We are not saying you may not have your family may not have come from Bini, but the land upon which you sit is Biafran. That's all we are saying. That is all, because we allow people to come. People coming to where we are is as old as man itself, because everybody comes together and everybody joins together. That is who we are. Our brother has spoken today and we have listened to him, of course. We don't intend to, not at all. We don't intend to do anything extraordinary, but to acknowledge our commonality as one people. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Hello. There is a caller on Skype. You will raise your voice and turn your system down. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
For the last time, I can hear you very well. Hello. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is...
Sorry? Can't hear you. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, director.
Yes, good please. Evening. Good evening. Your name and where you are?
Yeah, my name is Emmanuel Egesimba.
Thank you very much, Egesimba. Thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Norway.
From Norway. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a secret listener, but this is my first time of speaking to you.
Thank you. You are coming out now in the open and confessing all your sins, I believe.
Yes, director.
Thank you. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Now, I want to have the coordinator number in Norway, so that I can have contact with him. Because for now, I'm not in any family now, so I will know what to do.
Okay, we are going to do exactly that. Ikeke Chukwu, who supplies me all the coordinators' numbers, another assignment for you. I need the coordinators' number for Norway. I need the coordinators' number for Norway, please. Our brother needs it, and he's going to get it right now, immediately. The coordinators' number for Norway. I know. Let me see who is there. No. I need coordinator's number for Norway, my brother. Remain where you are whilst we are waiting for the number. Do you have anything else to say?
Yeah, I have something to say.
Go ahead.
By listening to this Radio Biafra, is a friend that introduced me to this Radio Biafra. His name is Justice. He lives in Kristiansand.
Yes.
And always I used to ask him about what does Radio Biafra stand for? So he always tell me good things about Radio Biafra. So my director,
yes, go ahead. Can you hear me? No, he's gone.
And I'm happy. Yes, can I hear you?
Yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
I always listen to your broadcast, and I'm happy that you represent us. You are the kind of man that we need. So I thank God for you. I thank God for your family. So my director, this is what I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And if you keep listening, I will give you the Norway coordinator's number immediately. Thank you very much. Thank you for calling. He was a secret listener. Today he has been moved by the Spirit. And he has come out in the open. And he has confessed that indeed Chukwu Abiyama is God. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much. And also, the same way you heard about us, go and tell other people as well. We are looking for those chosen by heaven to go and get Biafra. We don't recruit people. We want you to listen to this very gospel. And this very gospel will liberate you because it is filled with truth and honesty. If it resonates with you, then indeed you were chosen by heaven. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Stay there. We'll give you Norway number in a minute. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening, my director. I can hear you.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Your name and where you are.
My name is Akachi. I'm calling from Arondizuog, Imo State.
I love Arondizuog. Ndizuog. I love that name so much. I'm telling you. I love it. Ndizuog. I love that name. I'm telling you the truth. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
My director. See, it's not a new thing. Because, okay, as you can hear, that's our brothers from Bayelsa.
Yes.
The way he has spoken, honestly, it overwhelmed me.
I'm telling you, I was touched. I was touched, honestly.
I have been thinking, when this thing starts, how are we going to coordinate? How are we going to do with that people? But I don't know, they are very, very interested. Okay, you can hear what he said now, that yes, we are the same thing.
That's what he said.
You see, I have the... Yeah. So, you have to maintain, you know, not to call them the so-called, you know how to, now you will know how to.
No, exactly. As I said to him, I will no longer say so-called or differentiate
actually
anymore. I asked him, is the whole of brass aware of what you're saying? He said they all feel the same way. Then why should I use so-called anymore? If your own brothers have recognized that you belong to the same family, why would you say so-called? Because we are one.
Yeah. So, director, my amiable director, see, we will dig it deep with Nigerian security. Honestly, we have been, I went to Aba the other day to contact the coordinator. And I met my old boys. We assembled somewhere on Friday, precisely.
Yes.
Then, Abia and the Aba coordinators, they came, we spoke with one voice. We are going to dig it deep with Nigerian government.
I'm telling
you. No matter what.
Oh, my God.
And the Chukwu Abiyama is going.
Are you there?
So, I know that Chukwu Abiyama will slowly behind us. Thank you, my director.
Thank you. I'm Chukwu Abiyama also. Bless you. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. The credit was about to finish. Thank you very much for that. I am very, very appreciative. I am very, very glad that you called. Things are happening. I said to Chukwu Abiyama, my prayers are very, very simple. Onwe kwandi ikereke ibu Biafra n'obi mgbe ineke ha onye nwam na Chineke biko kpọpụta ha ka ha bịa gara gị ozi pụrụ iche. N'ihi na ikpete mmazụ otuto na nsọpụrụ ga-adịrị aha nsọ aha ebube gị si ugbu a ruo mgbe ebighị ebi. Nke a bụ ekpere m ụtụtụ ehihie abalị. Chukwu Abiyama, when you nazi ekpere, ọzọkwara anyị anya ekpere. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? This caller, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down when you call Radio Biafra. Please try to turn your system. I now have the Norway coordinator's number. If I am not mistaken, our dear sister, thank you very much for forwarding it to me. The number is 9471212192. I repeat, 9471212192. Norway coordinator's number. The children of God are assembling, and we are defeating Satan as we move along. The prayer is simple. Chukwu Abiyama, you said you created Biafra as your inheritance. Is that correct? The answer is yes. Now, where are those people that when they were being born, the day they were, even before they were conceived, you knew that they were the ones going to restore your kingdom upon the face of the earth? We want them. Go and bring them. touch their hearts and bring them. Because this very effort we are making is not for man. It's for your glory. Eternal glory. Now and forever. Because only you is God. Worthy of praise and worthy of worship. I must go to the line to take this very call. The caller on the phone, hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Please, yes, your name and where you are. Yes, please. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Supai Ochinoko from Aba.
From Aba, thank hello? You. Yes, from Aba. Go ahead. We are hearing you. Go ahead.
I am so happy for the good work today for us.
Thank you.
I am so happy. I am so happy. So, wish you well. So the good work is too much in my head. So I cannot mention what we go see.
Thank you very much.
Bless you well. May you go and bless you. Bless your children. Bless your family.
Thank you. He say, thank you very much. People are calling us from everywhere right around the world. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, my director, I hear you.
Thank you very much. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I'm Ed Israel Anacha from Isialangwa North. In Biafra land.
Thank you very much. The world is listening. Please go ahead.
Also, we are resident in Wari.
In Wari, thank you.
Yes. My director, I'm so much happy. I was listening to your broadcasting. Chukwu Abiyama will bless you more and more.
And you too. You say?
This our Biafra must be captured by you because the only one that Chukwu Abiyama bring out. We are not going back. We are further ahead.
Thank you.
God will make it. I pray that God will extend your life, long life, so that you bring Biafra.
Thank you
for everything.
Thank you. Thank
all
you.
Our Biafras in London, I extend my greeting to all of them. Let them bring support so that we are in the Biafra land here. We are still coordinating to see that everything is going on. Even though my coordinator, now they went to meet him yesterday, and we are expecting him to come to give us feedback.
Thank you very much.
God bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen and amen. He say, thank you very much for that. I have a caller on Skype. I wonder if they can hear me. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? They're not paying attention, are they? Some people are accustomed to not paying attention. That was why lack of discipline contributed to our loss of the war. Our people, some of them are not disciplined. They don't understand. You can't call Radio Biafra and then not pay attention from when you will be called. I don't quite understand that. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Thank you.
They're not paying attention, are they? Not paying attention at all. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear
me?
Yes, your name and where you are, please.
Okay, my name is Aja.
Aja who?
Are you hearing me?
I can hear you. What is your surname?
My name is Aja Kalam.
And where are you calling from?
From Aba.
Thank you very much. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra from London to the whole world. Please go ahead.
I want to thank all the people that are fighting for this Biafra.
Thank you.
Hello?
I can hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead.
I want to thank all the people because if all those people that have been fighting for this Biafra before have been fighting like this one, like you people, you have got this Biafra for long. So I thank you all the people for fighting against this Biafra. Even myself, I'm looking for the main coordinator for my bank. if I have any support, I will support for it.
Yes. Thank you very much. If you have a pen and paper, all of you listening in Aba, all of you listening from Aba this very moment, I will give you Aba coordinator very shortly. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. What is your name?
Hello.
Yes, hello. I can hear you very well. What is your name? Hello?
Hello?
My goodness me. Are people that foolish? I don't understand. Only here I was someone and you become a new woman. Hey, I will say, man, nonsense they gave birth to in Biafra land. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, my name is Pastor Josh.
And where, listen, turn your system down, please. Where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello, Pastor
Josh. Oh, my goodness me. I don't believe this. This is one of the things you encounter. Yeah, well, okay, the chamber. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, your name and where you are.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening from everywhere you are. Today is a special day because each time I came across, it's like a special day because I had our brother who called from Brass. You know, it's our own thing, something that we are blessed by the Chukika Abiyama, and we are not going to be stopped by any man because it's something of the God. And when God said yes, I believe automatically no one have the effrontery to say no. By the name, my name is Mwachi Menijaya Oka, but I'm called Steve Oka here in Dakar, Senegal. And only so I don't know how to thank you enough, but I told you on 18th March 2013 that a lot of people are going to come for us, and I know they will come. We only just need to exercise more patience. Be the action. Yeah, our film, and kill everybody. This is not action film. Before you have to embark on such a journey, you will have to make sure that you are prepared. You are prepared, and your people have accepted. They have accepted your offer. Because if they don't accept, okay, well, I'm here, he has gone to do, why did he go and say, why our people, they are very controversial, had it very, very difficult. This sweetness of this world is people, but the problem of this world is these same people. So at least, as I thank God who gave you, who called you, no one can stop you, I am sure. You know why I'm sure? Because a revelation is on my side. God has opened for me. That is why since when I joined from the day one of this movement here in Senegal, I never found anything that will make me to contemplate of living. Because God can never create such a thing. This is something God has ordained. And I told you the last time I spoke one word, I told you that we are going to have a problem before we have a problem of Enugu. The last time I spoke with you was the day you said that anybody who have a chance to call that, it was the day you were broadcasting from our beloved late father, Prophet Innocent Odeni Bome.
Yes.
So, sir, I am not going to let anything to bring us the beneath where we have reached, because stagnancy is not in our legacy and can never be our legacy. So I'm advising our people, stop staying aside. You know, our people are the kind of people, they can come to park to enter motor. They're waiting for the motor to full before they will enter. That is why 419 people will come and use Abro people to put inside the motor. Abro people will be inside the motor. When one person enter, one person will go down. One person will enter, one person will go down.
very funny.
I know our people. So we just have to bear with them, sir. Perceive their stupidity. I thank God for the grace you have, even the whole insult. I thought many pastors would even step down if they were in your shoes. They would say, nah, yeah, that's too much. But, sir, you are called by nobody but God. And it's like you are later with the same struggle with my biological dad, which means my dad is late, and I have every support in my life to offer in any
level of my capability, any way, in any land, in anyhow I can do it. I will, if it is evangelism, I will do. But I want us, our people to know there's nothing like collective oath of allegiance to Dr. Nnamdi Kanu. This oath of allegiance, we have taken an oath. Yes, that one is aside. But there was, when Hitler was ruling, the whole man, they circled and have a collective oath of allegiance to him. He was good to them, but he might be bad to others. I want you to be bad to our enemies, like APC, all these Bide human beings, and Hausa Fulani. Be bad. I don't even want them to give you a good name, because any day they will like you, that is your death. Any day you will accept their liking, it is your death. Sometimes some people will have to, they want to make peace with people. I say, okay, make peace. Buy another peace, can't get you by the game, and my game. What you don't like it. There are people who feel for you. People who are ready to die for you. It's not necessary that all of us will be coming on air to be saying, shout, no. But I thank God, the people who will try you don't know what you have in different enclaves, in different continents, in different countries, in different areas. That is what they should be afraid of. It is not only you. They think that you are the only person. No, they are mistaken everything. I am sure of what I'm saying. Before I utter a word, I will go into thought, deep thought, before I will say a word. And the people, if you are here working with us in IPOD, we have to harmonize our movement. Because I don't want anybody, if you want to work, if you don't want to work, please step aside. Many people want to work for us. A lot of people are proud of working. This is not a work we are being paid. But the people who are working it, they are gladly, we are glad. We are delighted. Even me, personally, I can't contain my delight. That is why I am doing all that has been given by the same God. I can never do anything to IPOD without the giving of God. No one can receive without God giving. So whatever I will do for this family is of God, because I know this is God's movement. One thing I love you, you call upon the name of the Lord. You call it every second, every minute, every night. The God is not a deaf God. Some people we carve it and make table. Some people we carve it and make bed and make sea. Some people just carve it in a special way and start worshiping it. This is not the God we are going to worship in Biafra. The God we are worshiping is the God who listened to Radio Biafra, who made it to be possible that no one, because I am sure, no one can stop this radio station. If this radio station will stop, which means I am dead. And for the fact that I believe it is unstoppable, which means life is mine. I am having the life, sir. As I'm telling you, people are coming. They will still come. They are going to come because they will come for God to take the glory, as you are always saying. The glory will not go to man, sir. The glory will go to God. And you who walk the walk, whom God using. Jesus Christ, that name is not Jesus Christ, it is Yeshua. So if you say you are a Christian, what if you want to call him, they say it's people who live by Christ's life. If you want to call his real name Yeshua, are we going to be a Yeshualist because they say it's a Christian, Christ's life? If you want to follow their logic, then we must be Christian. They have their own motives of creating that world, but we don't know. A missionary told me that Igbo land is a place they came. They couldn't find it difficult to convince us because we are godly people already. So you say every day that these are the people that God, that use their name to glorify the name of God. Take our name. My name is Wanchi Merijeya Oka. Oka means Okachukwu. They will talk of God and the church of God. You see the name. How do I want another man to come and change my name automatically? Change everything about me. Another white man I was speaking when we go to Gori Island, in Biafran and Senga, that was in 2010. A white man told me that, you know why we don't have power again? Because they came to us and they told us to keep that our God. We kept it and took the Bible. We took their own God. That was when they suppressed us. Do you see?
Sir, are you seeing something?
Of course I am. I'm observing. That is what they say. In India, yeah. In India, they worship, what's the name of their god again? In Sri Lanka, their god, she has about 10 hands. In Japan, it is Shinto. If you come to every culture, every people have their own thing. It's only us that changed ours. And they didn't even love us. You change all these things. You answer Christian names. You answer Collins, David. At the end of the day, they can never, ever love you. They can never, ever love you. It was when I was doing my research that I discovered they changed. Even the names in the Bible are not correct. Moses wasn't his name. His name was Moshe. M-O-S-H-E. Not Moses. There was no Moses. So, they destroyed. I don't know how they managed to do it. I don't know. They mix it with education. They mix it with chocolate, biscuit, ice cream, dried powder. They with Bonvita. They mix it with needle. All of these things jumbled up together. You have to buy it from them. My dear brother, I am grateful. And I am sure that Senegal will do the army of Biafra proud. That is my belief, my very firm belief. I know that Senegal will do our army very, very proud. And all of you in Senegal, I don't know how to put this. Maybe one day we can express our thanks and appreciation. Thank you very much for calling Radio Biafra. I am very, very grateful for your call. So I believe do other people around the world as well. The time now is coming up to approximately 10 minutes to 10 p.m. here in the United Kingdom. I have a caller on the phone. I wonder if they can hear me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller, yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, please. Your name and where you are?
My name is Uwa Chiemela from Omunka, Ugunabo.
Ugunabo, thank you very much. Thank you. I can hear you. Thank you. Thank you. Where are you calling from?
I am calling to appreciate your effort.
Thank you.
I thank you very much because a big easy. From all indications and from what I've been hearing, I was tuned my radio today and I got to know this person, which I called my dad this evening and told him, young man, follow me and tell your dad tune your radio to this station. Look at what I'm hearing from yesterday. And from all indications, it seems something is being nurtured long before now, and the Moses, if I'm to say, or Moshe, that will lead us to the promised land. I know it's not an easy journey, but we, the unseen grace, we, the recruited soldiers from Chukwuabiama, will help you. And together we all will lead our promised land.
He said. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. And for those of you in Aba right now listening and environs, I have the telephone number of our Aba coordinator. All of you will not know he's the whole of Abia. He coordinates Abia. Our Aba coordinator is Longinus Ekagwa. I'm going to give you the coordinator of our entire Abia state. That is Ezekiel Gwoha, please. His number for all of you in Aba and environs who want to participate, you want to become a part of this very phenomenal effort that will restore Biafra. This is the number you need to call for now. 081-514-44799. I repeat, 081-514-44799. For the very last time, 081-514-44799. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome each and every one of you. If you call us, we will take your call. All I ask you is your name and where you're calling from. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you are, if you may.
My name is Mr. Hilary Oji. I'm calling from London.
From London, thank you very much. Please proceed.
Yes, sir. I'm just want to make an input regarding the man that called from Biafra this evening. I think his call is one of the best calls so far this evening.
Yes.
You know? Because you know, people of those Biafra, Niger Delta, and all those areas, because I'm worried because of the whole issue, you know, how they are fitting in into this movement. But at least one of them now have confirmed that they are interested in what we are doing, and they have, you know, come to realize their mistakes in the past. I hope the majority of them are with us, actually. And another thing is this, most of the people that are calling this evening, they are calling from the zoo. And yes. Maybe they are very excited, you know, they haven't been, you know, inducted into the system already. So I'm just calling to appeal with you, please, if you can give them a small bit of a benefit of doubt so that they will know. They know how the system works, because basically it's like they are very excited. And then another thing.
I'll do so. Go ahead.
I'm just saying thank you very much for the work you are doing. We appreciate you. And we say we are behind you, and we are following you all the way.
Thank you.
And God bless you.
And God bless you too. Thank you very much. And I will do the same. Exactly what you said. I shall be patient with them. I will try to guide and nurse them through this very exciting phase of their discovery of the existence of Radio Biafra live broadcast to the entirety of humanity. That is why we are here. All of us together will get Biafra in truth and honesty. I hate liars and deceivers and cheats. I do not lie. I don't want people around me that lie. I cannot stand it. Anything you're doing, you have to be upright. This is a very holy mission. You are about to call down the grace of Chukwu Abiama from heaven. You have to be pure to receive it. Something as great, if not greater than the Ark of Covenant itself. Trying to call down the glory of Chukwu Abiama from heaven. If your hands are not clean, you cannot survive it. This is Radio Biafra. Somebody has been calling on Skype for a very long time. I give up. Let us see what they have to say. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have some people on Skype. I am wondering if they can hear me.
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, the world is listening. I can catch your voice. Please continue to speak by giving us your name and where you are.
They've not picked yet.
I have picked. We have picked.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. We have picked. We can hear all of you. The whole world can hear all of you. Can you hear me? Yes, hello?
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. The whole world is listening and we can hear you people. Please. This is Radio Biafra.
My names are Emeka John Johnson Chukwu Eke, aka Kromoto.
Kromoto?
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
Kromoto is calling from Madrid, Spain, and I enjoy what you are doing. That has always been our rebellious attitude from Government College Umahia.
My goodness me. Are you the same Kromoto that went to the same school with me or another one?
My very good friend, I come to your house. You remember, we have always been together in life.
Am I speaking to Chukweke?
Yes, you are speaking to Chukweke. You are very surprised.
I am very, very, Kromoto, oh my goodness me, I'm very, very surprised.
I know you have been looking for that man called Kromoto all along.
For a very... Very, very long time. I met Osunachi Ezenwa at Presidential Hotel many years ago.
Yeah, I am with me. We go to your house every time I jump from the window.
We were very, very bad when we were in school. We were very, very stubborn and very bad when we were in school. Thank you. Very stubborn and bad. At Government College, I don't believe this. Kromoto, I am very, very happy. I am very, very happy you contacted Radio Biafra. I am delighted. I am delighted. I am very, very delighted. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. I love the work you are doing, and we are right behind you.
Thank you very much.
Any day, any second, I am a Madrid fan, and we are carrying the message around.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Always, I want to make time. I don't know how we can meet one on one.
I'm coming to Victoria in the Basque country on Friday. I will be in Spain on Friday.
If you're in Spain on Friday, yes. I don't know how you hook me up so that wherever you are, I will be there to see you.
We are meeting the Biafran family around the whole world. We are meeting at the opening of our embassy in Victoria in the Basque region of Spain. We are meeting.
Yes, what time is, when are you coming? I want to have the schedule so that I'll be there in person.
I am going to message you. I have your Skype here, isn't it? Text me your telephone number through Skype. Use Skype to send me your number and I will call you. I will get my secretary to call you to arrange for us to meet on Friday or Saturday when I come into Spain.
Yes, you know the same Kuromoto will always fight to the last.
I know you will.
It's always there.
I know you will.
And you know you have somebody like me behind you, you have somebody.
I know. I trust you very much.
You know the same spirit, may we shine as one, keep leading us together.
He say, may we shine as one, of course. Text me your number, send your number to me and I'll contact you.
Yes, do I send it through the Skype?
Send it through the Skype and I will get it, yes.
I will do that and I make sure I come with all my people.
Please do. Very, very important. Thank you very much.
I will do that. You know, I'm a man who moves and people follow me.
I know you do. Kuromoto from time, without doubt.
Yes.
I've been
an action man. I've never been a dumb man.
Oh my goodness. I'm excited this evening.
And always bear in mind that your people everywhere are action men.
Of course they are. They are wonderful people. They are.
We're very later.
Of course.
So we know our left from our right.
That is what we are teaching them.
They can never be taking our right all the time.
Never.
And they beg us to give it to us. It's not possible.
Never.
No problem. I will send my number. We'll talk. I'll be in Victoria where you are. We'll see one-on-one. This is after so many years.
So many years. Kuromoto, please, people must forgive me. That is what I call him. That is his nickname at school. Thank you very much. Send your number to us. Oh my goodness, it's a reminder of all the very naughty things we did when we were very young at Government College Omoe. My goodness me. Chukwueke. I don't know who I was with, you know, where I was telling him about Rosie Arts Theater.
Yes.
Kuromoto, you remember Rosie Arts Theater? Do you remember?
Near my mother's house.
Near your mom's house. We used to go from there when it was only the boys' quarters. The boys' quarters to Rosie Arts. We opened Rosie Arts Theater in Nowhere. Is that correct? Am I correct? We opened Rosie Arts Theater. Oh my goodness me. We started driving at the age of 15, 16. We opened Rosie Arts Theater. As somebody will say then, our parents, they were very comfortable then. We can afford to leave Government College and go to Rosia's Theater in Nowhere. And still go back to school and pass our exams. Because what we are came from Chukwu Abiyama, Emeka Chukwueke. My goodness me. From Nowhere. We rocked Nowhere in those days. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. I don't know who is going to come with to Victoria, Spain. I don't know if it's going to remind me of what the things that we did we shouldn't have done, you see. But we are very young and very exuberant. We are teenagers then. This is Radio Biafra. I welcome each and every one of you. Today has been very, very exciting. We have reunited. You see, the essence of Radio Biafra is to reunite people. Today, somebody called from Brass and said, we are one. We are one people. He told the whole world that we are one. He told humanity that we are one people. South, south, southeast, that we are one. We didn't have to say that. Because in the end, the only thing that will attract south, south to southeast is the truth. It's Yogu. What you know, you tell them. What they know, they tell you. And together we will build a very fantastic civilization. Biafra will be a land where men and women will be born equal before heaven and before this very earth. There will not be any discrimination of any sort. If I want to retire, I will go to Akrega and go and build a retirement home and face the Atlantic Ocean and watch the waves roll in. We are going to be one people. It doesn't matter who you are. As long as you are part of this very family, You belong with us. And this is your home. This is Radio Biafra, making sure that IPOB runs along the lines, the laid down principles for which it was intended. Therefore, I thank all of you for having listened to us this evening. Remember that we are meeting in Victoria, in Spain, in the Basque region. In Victoria, Spain, that is where we are meeting on Saturday. I am arriving on Friday. I believe that all other principal officers of state, including the COC, will also be arriving from the USA. We are going to make sure that this very gospel is preached from the Basque region. That is our international headquarters. I will, of course, go and take this very last call before I draw curtains. People are calling us, but you must try and bear with us. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
This is Godwin from Aba.
Thank you very much. Yes, please. Go ahead.
Yes. I thank you very, very much for what you are doing.
Thank you very much.
So the called, yes, I called you online. I'm in Aba. Godwin is Igwe. I've been trying to convince some of my brothers since 2-3 weeks ago. I started receiving this Radio Biafra. So I've been trying to convince them. Most of them are saying, when will Biafra get hurt? People have fought and went and died. Wazirike has fought and went back. So all these things that I still try to convince them. But I'm very happy you released the ABBA coordinator, I just said coordinator line this evening. So I will try to join them. And
very, very important. He may have run out of credit. Very, very important. You go and join them. I said that was the last call, but there was another one coming in as well. Let me go and see who it is. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the line. I wonder if you can hear me.
Yes, director, are you talking to me?
Yes, the very man himself who is after my own heart, Obidiye Bienu, has joined us. Our Los Angeles coordinator, all the way from California in the USA. Please, you are welcome, and we are waiting and listening. Go ahead.
Thank you so much, Director. Again, people of Biafra, my name is Obidiye Bienu. I've been absent on the radio for a while because I am being reasonable, letting our brothers all over the world the opportunity to call in and express how they feel about the great work you're doing. I want to start by thanking the Most High Chukwu Abiyama, who made it possible. There has never been a doubt in my heart that you are God sent. And again, dear friends all over the world, remember, the director and comes, this type of individual comes once, but in 100 years. I just want to remind everyone, wherever you are, both the ones sleeping and the ones that are calling in and giving false hope, you cannot see this man again if you don't rise up and join in what we're doing to restore Director, thank you so much. I want to give a big shout out to Barrister Ma Uchemefor, our Directorate of State, COC, and the rest of all Biafrans, wherever you are. People here that are backing me up, a lot of them here. I just got back from Aji from Imo State, who called me last 2 weeks. He said, you know what, you come and pick up your restoration fund. This is too much for me. I can't wait. And I just got back from him. And I'm encouraging anyone that is hearing this Radio Biafra, it's time for you to drop. Pay up your fund so we can march and get our land. Directors, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I can't thank you enough. And I also want to give a big shout out to your wife and your children. I want to give the most shout out to Chukwu Abiyama. I want to give a shout out to your parents. Your parents, they are blessed people. Thank you so much, my brother.
You're very kind. Thank you very much, Obidiye Bienu. Those that make things happen in the USA. I thank Chukwu Abiyama for all of you. All of you that your wives left you, released you more or less to go and do the work that heaven ordained must be done. to all those women. Having reminded me, my dear brother Bide Bienu, I must thank each and every one of them, all the wives of the principal officers of state of Biafra land, all the wives of every die-hard and dedicated family member. We acknowledge your sacrifice one after the other. We salute your courage. What you are doing will bear fruit in time to come, because your grandchildren will be free as a result of what you're doing today. By letting your husbands go out to do this very work, your grandchildren will be born into freedom. Very, very important. You understand that. And I ask for the mercy of heaven to always abide with each and every one of you, to multiply you immensely, to give you your heart desires, as we all wait for the coming of this very promise that heaven made to us. Therefore, this very evening, we must draw to conclusion our proceedings. Therefore, to us now and ever, we know nothing else apart from Biafra. And because of that, Biafra is our religion. Here on radio, Biafra is where we worship, because only Chukwu Abiama can be God. He will guide, bless, sustain, nurture, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more critically, most importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. I thank you for listening as you prepare for our get together in Spain on Saturday, the 28th of February. Anybody who can come is invited to come. Any questions you have will be aired live on air, because Radio Biafra will broadcast live. We will run 3 sessions in Victoria, in the embassy of the Biafran people, managed by the indigenous people of Biafra. We will paint the town red that very day. From me, from here, this very day, it is simply good evening.
Victorious, our triumph.